ton 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 ton.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Did you get stoned today, Sam?
I'm getting stoned every day, every minute, and even though I don't get stoned, I'm stoned.
Let's go smoke some pot. 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 Let's go smoke some pot.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
My girlfriend thinks I smoke too much pot. I, on the other hand, think I don't smoke enough pot. Because if I did, I'd be finished. And I'm not.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana's bad, okay?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Roll another one.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
No, thank you. I take it back, like my man.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed.
Just like the other one.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
This one seems to be about.
Why do you smoke marijuana?
It's really very simple. I smoke it because I enjoy it.
Just pass it around.
Try to buy some pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just pass it on down.
And now,
we're gonna celebrate with this joint. Bless you, Jesus. God created pot for us to smoke.
Our feature presentation.
Happy holidays, everyone.
This can't be good.
Happy holidays.
This cannot be good.
Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Mayo. No writer, greater things are gonna happen. Tequila shots for everyone. Cinco de Mayo, outside my window. Cinco de Mayo, behind the tree. I wish the Mexicans could see that Cinco de Mayo just an excuse to party. And it's Cinco de Mayo, outside my window plane.
Arriba, la cucaracha, tequila,
ciao,
Tijuana,
the donkey show,
Tecate,
Dave the King of Mexico,
hola,
taco, burrito,
los doyers,
salsa, tortilla,
la migra.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo,
outside my window.
Cinco de Mayo, behind the tree.
DJ Omar Khan.
Have you noticed that one of those things does not fit at all in the discussion of all things Mexican?
Yeah, yes. That was odd.
What the hell is Dave the King of Mexico doing in that song?
Oh, I see.
Which one did you think?
I thought it was El Negro,
El Negro
or whatever that was.
No, La Migra.
Ah, La Migra.
Immigration. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Dave the King of Mexico is the guy. I mean, he should be in, you know, the whitest people of all time song.
Yeah,
but what the hell is he doing in Cinco de Mayo?
That's
I'm more Mexican than he is.
Get his Santa Anita commercial up, Mike.
Yeah. Dave the King of Mexico really is the furthest from Mexican available.
Exactly. Yes.
And his parents, both Mexican.
Dave Sanchez.
By the way, speak Spanish, both of his parents. And this is Dave's commercial for Santa Anita.
What's up? It's Dave, the King of Mexico. Come out this Saturday and celebrate El Tres de Mayo.
El Tres de Mayo.
Tres.
You know that expression about the apple that doesn't fall from the tree, fall far from the tree?
Right.
Well,
uh-huh.
In Dave's case, the apple was catapulted 400 miles from the tree.
Yeah, it started
couldn't
down
be
a hill,
like his parents.
Started down a mountain and then just kept going.
Right. And then rolled onto a space shuttle that took it 20 million miles from Earth. That's how far away Dave is from the Mexican culture and people.
We should talk to Dave's parents and ask them if he's a constant disappointment.
Yes. That is
well,
a
he has
really
to be.
Good idea.
Because really, they both speak Spanish. I mean, if you live – and he lived with his parents, right, his whole life?
Yes.
If you live with parents who speak Spanish your whole life, how do you not get a – how do you not get the number three?
Yeah, just the tiniest sense of the language.
Does he –
just
he
by
always,
accident.
He understands Spanish, right?
What I don't understand –
I don't think so.
I don't think so, by the way.
He flunked. He got Fs in high school in Spanish.
Well, that's just because he's lazy.
There's a lot of kids who grew up in
Spanish – Mexican?
In Spanish-speaking yes. homes that don't speak Spanish. There's a lot.
But and, they but, get some.
But most of those kids that grew up in Spanish-speaking homes that don't speak any Spanish, they make it a point to be excellent in English. Dave?
Good point.
Still has an English. Yeah, like both. Both
still has an accent. Look. Dave sounds like he really just swam here this year.
Look.
Right, but can't speak Spanish.
Spanish never spoken in the home. Never.
Really?
Never.
But
I know
English
how to say
either.
The number three. I mean, really.
What, are we going to do it now or are we going to save it for the
break? Oh, no, we're going to do both.
Look, I was told to say it like that, so
uh-huh.
I said it like that.
Omar denied that, by the way.
Of course he did.
Dave seems to be upset.
Uh-huh.
Wow, he does.
I'm just saying.
So they didn't speak Spanish, and clearly they didn't speak English. What did they speak in your home?
Zimbabwean.
They spoke Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Right. It may not even be a language.
Spoke a country.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Look, Dave, it doesn't make you a bad guy. It just makes you a curious individual. That's all we're saying. It's fascinating to us.
Not a bad guy. A rad
no,
guy.
No, not a bad guy.
Yes.
But a rad guy. Yes,
rad
very
guy.
Nice. Very nice.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Good
can
times.
We speak to your parents?
No.
Either one?
Come on.
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Would you love to talk to Mrs. Dave? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. Whenever. Does she have a good sense of humor?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does she think about you on this show, Dave? Does she ever listen?
No.
Not ever, not once?
No. She doesn't listen to radio.
Okay.
Do need to talk to his mom.
Did she give up on you when you were doing your college radio show? Is that when she quit?
She didn't hear that at
didn't
all.
Didn't even
either.
Care then.
No.
Does she like you?
I think so.
Okay.
My parents were the same way, by the way. My parents had no interest in hearing me on the radio ever.
That's crazy.
Just
not once.
Didn't, no interest. Oh, they may have tuned in for the novelty factor the first time my voice came out of a radio just to see what it sounded like, but that was it. Beyond that, I worked for years in the city that they lived in, and they would never, ever, ever listen. No interest whatsoever.
Well, you and your family.
Which
not
with
even
this
get started.
With this job, by the way, I think we can all agree it's probably best.
Of course.
This particular show. Thank God nobody's
yes.
tuning in. But
of course.
But back then,
we don't want any of our parents listening to this. Are you kidding?
No.
For the longest time, and I think we still do, when my mom comes over to the house, we tell her that it doesn't come in.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And by the way, with K-Rock, that's a pretty safe bet.
That's true,
it
too.
It's got such a crappy signal, so we can't get it here, Mom. Sorry.
Anyway, this is Super Dave on the All Show on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena. And before... So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys. But first, these commercials.
Well, if she wasn't disappointed before, she would be there.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time. So anyways...
He's the best.
You know, if your mom never heard you on that station, maybe we should play her a little.
Go for it.
She'd
right.
enjoy that.
Maybe she'd become a fan. You know.
All right. Monday.
One of them anyway.
One of the many.
Monday morning, Cinco de Mayo, Dave's mom down at the place. Okay, cool. She could be there live?
Probably not live. No,
it's too
can
bad.
She play the toss the ring on the dildo game?
Oh, yeah. For sure. First contestant.
All right, we'll make a note, Dave, to catch up with Mom. That'd be a nice feature for Cinco de Mayo too. Getting in touch with your Mexican roots.
Yes,
which you haven't been in touch with for a lot of years.
Was she born here or born there?
Here.
Oh, yeah. Was she first generation America?
No.
Wow.
Fourth, fifth.
No sixth. Kidding. Yeah. Your family's been here that long?
Yeah, my dad's the only one who's from Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. What generation was your dad here?
Like how many?
Was he born in Mexico?
He was born in Mexico.
Okay. Born in Mexico.
Yeah, so my dad's the one that hopped over.
Swam.
He hopped over.
He hopped over. Actually, he was here on vacation.
Can you hop over? I mean, that's just really just a...
He was here on vacation and just decided not to go home, so...
Extended vacation.
That's how it works sometimes, yeah.
Sure. Right. Okay.
All right, good times. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
No problem.
That's going to be good. I can't wait to talk to his mom.
So curious.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Beach Show. It's Friday, and it is the 2nd of May I See Them?
Boobs.
Gary Coleman was on divorce court.
He sure the hell was.
Gary Coleman.
I can't wait.
Now, Gary Coleman is a midget.
Yeah.
And I think
worst thing that ever happened to him in his whole life is that he was a child star. Yeah. His life was ruined from that point on, and I think it happens so frequently where life was so good for 5 or 6 years that the rest of it is a complete disappointment, and he's just paranoid. He can't trust anybody. He doesn't enjoy himself. The guy really has mental problems. I thought it would be funny to tune in and watch that show.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's... I don't think he's going to live long. I really don't. I think he's...
But you think that about everyone.
Yeah, that's true. But he's massively depressed. And he's got no business trying to be in a relationship right now. He's got too many issues going on with his own self. But I'd never seen this divorce court before. It was an interesting show. I thought they went on because they were trying to settle up a divorce that they had filed, and this is how they settle it up. That's what I thought divorce court was all about.
Me too.
Apparently, it's not. Apparently, couples go on that want to stay together, and the judge counsels them.
Oh, really?
About what's going on with their lives.
Well, isn't that pretty much the opposite of divorce court?
Yes, it is. It's counseling. It's marriage therapy.
I don't understand the title.
I don't either.
You shouldn't really even be in a court.
Yeah, well, I don't get that. Why do you need a judge?
Exactly. I don't understand it either. It was the first time I've ever seen the show, but we do have highlights of Gary talking about how he doesn't want friends. He doesn't want to know anybody else beyond his wife. I mean, that's for starters.
Oh,
that's the kind of trouble
no.
he's got. Because people can't be trusted because they stab him in the back and they talk about him and they steal from him and on and on and on.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Good times.
Yeah, it was not good times.
Wow.
Part 2 today, by the way.
You have to tell me. I set that. I forgot to set it for yesterday, but I set it for today.
And they really, even if you were bummed out yesterday, you have to come back today because today's the day the judge says, let's talk about your sex life. So, because they didn't cover that at all yesterday. And he's the notorious 40-year-old virgin. I mean, he's the real-life 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
And it's unclear at this point from the previews whether they've had sex even now. They've been married 7 months.
From the preview, they were insinuating that they hadn't yet, which is fascinating.
I don't know if that's just tricky editing or if we're going to find out the real deal today.
I think that's a good thing for her.
Yeah,
to be
probably.
Quite honest.
That's probably
you
true.
You want that little guy on you?
That's probably. He is little. He's way little.
He sure is.
He's like climbing a mountain.
He's not a tall
so.
Man.
And
not.
She's just dumb white trash, too. Yeah. She doesn't really have the tools, I don't think, to navigate that thorny
Mine
road.
Field
yeah.
That is him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the tools to navigate a giant, wide, one-lane road with only one car on it.
Yeah.
She's got nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Okay, I thought we were going to laugh, but...
Well...
We can laugh through the tears.
Okay.
We're good at that.
Movie beat today. Ralph will tell you about all the new movies, including Iron Man, which of course comes out today.
I wonder if Ralph's excited about Iron Man. I wonder if that's the kind of movie he lives for.
Yeah, that is a good question. I don't know the answer. Oh, wait,
he doesn't mention it. He's not walking around with an Iron Man doll every day in the hall doing the voice.
And yesterday we had Jon Favreau on the program. He's the guy that directed Iron Man.
So good.
And we got some highlights for you coming up just after 6 o'clock about that. I don't know if you've seen the latest Los Angeles magazine, but there's an article in there about the mayor's mistress.
Yes. Yeah.
And why does Psycho Mike draw penises everywhere? I've never known anyone like this. I saw it in Superbad.
Yep.
But I saw Psycho Mike did it before, Superbad. And he
his whole life, apparently.
He draws them everywhere. And I said, is it just the kind of a deal where you, you like to get a reaction out of people or what? Because he does it for you.
He draws it on all your paperwork. You're really annoyed.
And then he said, no, I do it, just for myself sometimes. I was like, okay, well, that crosses a line right there. That's a whole different thing.
Something wrong with that.
So we need some kind of psychological profiling help.
Well, maybe if Judge Toler from divorce court can get Gary Coleman's marriage back together, then we can send her Psycho Mike and she can start analyzing him. Because apparently he's got issues.
He's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But we'll try and delve into some of them this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What the hell was that?
That's...
A little bit.
Jared Leto spooks outside my window.
It's 5:51 Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Valley Boy has joined us. Ralph, what's going on in the showbiz, Bean?
Oh, Bean, you're a card, and you need to be dealt with.
Douchebag.
Ralph really hates that.
Miley Cyrus is in more trouble now.
Now what?
Did she show a boob?
No, she did the interview with Vanity Fair as well as the photographs.
Yeah.
Apparently in the interview, she stirs up more controversy by saying her favorite TV show of all time is Sex in the City.
Okay. People are saying, oh, no, you didn't. That is for 15-year-old.
Wow.
But it's okay because Miley doesn't watch the HBO version. She watches the TBS version.
Yeah, oh, well, it's all totally right. Edited. It's
sanitized for your protection. So yeah. She's okay.
Because like most teenagers, she hasn't seen any of those things happen or heard any of that language before.
Right.
On that show.
Yes.
Drama queen.
Just saying. It's controversy, man. A lot of controversy. Right. Speaking of controversies, Benji Madden has declared his girlfriend Paris Hilton as marriage material.
Wow.
What? He did an interview on E! Entertainment Television, and he said he's madly in love.
Well, she's certainly rich enough to be marriage material.
I guess.
There's that. You could hang in there 5 years.
If it wasn't for Nicole Richie and her being best friends, do you think they'd even be close to each other?
Can't imagine.
Probably wouldn't even know each other.
Joel, of course, his twin brother, is with Nicole Richie, the mother of his child.
Mm-hmm.
And Benji says that they're a picture-perfect couple.
Oh, that's great. Cute.
Speaking of their child, Harlow Madden.
Oh, God.
According to In Touch magazine, Harlow loves the music of her dad, Joel.
Well, that's great news. What are the chances?
The baby kicks her feet whenever she hears Good Charlotte music. That's funny. So do I. Followed by retching, gagging, and then losing consciousness. Apparently, when she hears Grandpa Lionel Richie's music, she also gets very excited, says the magazine.
That isn't good for you.
Well, who doesn't? Give me a little dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
You will see a pup tent, mister. That's how good that music is. What a feeling.
Wow. Why do people, write stuff like that? Really?
What a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling. Don't you understand?
I've never danced on the ceiling,
well,
but I can imagine.
You wouldn't know the feeling.
I can imagine.
Why am I even bothering to talk to you? I
can imagine it would be amazing.
You and I have nothing in common.
Ralph, how old is Harlow? Isn't she not even a year old?
She's a newborn. She's pre-toddler.
Okay. Then she can't tell the difference between any kinds of music, right?
No, she's not a...
I mean, does Good Charlotte sound any different to her than Jack Johnson or
not
the
a Dalmatian.
White Stripes?
I mean, no, obviously she can tell the difference between music and...
I know, yeah, but rock music would sound like rock music. She can't pick out, she can't make distinctions between different kinds of songs and music if it's all... I mean, if it all is rock music.
Who am I?
That's
Dr.
all I'm saying.
Dr. Spock? What do
well,
I know?
I'm just saying, at that age, it's just the parents seeing what they want
to
see.
Go take a child development class and then come back to us and talk to me.
I
got nothing to offer you here with this line of questioning.
Apparently, Harlow does turn up her nose at Coldplay, though.
Oh,
that's happened. So.
Too gay?
Yeah.
Here's a weird quinky dink. Don't you just love quinky dink?
I really hate that word.
I'm bringing that back.
I really don't like that at all.
Daily Variety has announced that Nicole Kidman will be starring in the new movie about the life of British 60s singer Dusty Springfield.
Well, there's certainly an uproar for that to happen.
Well, you know what, Lisa, with your little smarty pants attitude, let me tell you a story.
All right.
They will be competing films about Dusty Springfield coming up next year. Two films at the same time being released about her life story.
Great minds, you know, that happens.
There's your demand for Dusty Springfield biopics.
Wow.
One will star Nicole Richie as the pop star. Who had a very tumultuous life,
you mean Nicole
apparently.
Kidman.
What'd I say?
Richie.
Oh, that
Nicole
would be
Richie.
Bad.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman will play one, and Universal's also doing a film about Dusty Springfield's life, starring Kristen Chenoweth from Pushing Up Daisies TV series.
Yeah.
All right. How does that happen exactly?
I have no idea. Dusty Springfield's someone really no one has cared about.
Right.
In 40 years. Now, all of a sudden, two movies about her life story.
That's weird.
Well, one of those will probably fall off. That's what usually happens. If somebody gets into production first and the other one says, well, we're not going to do ours now.
Didn't happen with Truman Capote.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. You're right about that.
They battled it out. One was a horrible loser.
That's right.
By the way, for our audience, if you ever have heard of Dusty Springfield, it might be on. She was a guest on the Pet Shop Boys song, What Have I Done to Deserve
What
This?
What have I done to deserve
she
this?
She was the woman who sings on that song, and that was, I believe, her last ever chart appearance here in America anyway. But Ralph's right. It's been a pretty dormant story for many, many years to suddenly come roaring back like this.
And for those of you longtime listeners of Kevin and Bean Show, you may know that she's also Bean's cousin.
No,
it's
think
not
so.
Her.
No. It was Petula Clark.
Yes. Someone else.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Really, seriously.
What's the difference? I agree.
It is literally the same thing.
I agree.
Well, Petula's still alive.
Rusty Springfield, exactly the same singer.
I'm with you.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Talking about movies, interesting poll on moviephone.com.
Interesting poll.
They asked.
Had to happen.
They asked moviegoers what films they were most excited about for this summer, for the blockbuster season.
Sex in the City!
What?
Movie you're most excited about, they asked on moviephone.com.
Okay.
It's got to be Batman, right?
Only 7% said Iron Man, which opens today.
Wow.
Stupid idiots. By the way, I don't have an Iron Man doll, Bean. I have an Iron Man action figure. It's very different.
Very different.
Yes.
And it has very realistic sounds
that come
out of it.
More different than the difference between Petula Clark and Dusty Springfield, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's because there's no difference between those two.
21% said The Dark Knight, the Batman sequel.
Okay.
They're excited about. 31% said Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Very excited about that. About.
Okay.
Most movie they're most excited about, 32% of people who responded to the poll.
Above all those others?
Above all those others.
What?
Sex in the City. 32%.
Oh, really?
How funny.
Which, that isn't good for you.
Which gay bathhouse did they do the survey?
Wow.
Women will come out in droves to see that movie.
Wow.
Film that will be the biggest disappointment, they asked the viewers.
Yes.
18% said Mamma Mia, the musical based on the hit Broadway ABBA show, starring Meryl Streep.
Okay.
27% said Hellboy 2.
Okay.
And 31%, the biggest responding chunk of the audience, said Speed Racer. Oddly enough,
no
which
kidding.
I think it looks great.
I do too.
Looking forward to that. Actor you're most excited to see? Harrison Ford won that with 36% of the vote for Indiana Jones.
Well, I don't think people knew he was still alive. I mean, I think that has something to
Speaking
do with
of which, Heath Ledger was close behind it for The Dark Knight for 35%. Actress you're most excited to see?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
35% of responding people said that.
Wow.
Ugly. And summer movie you would like to see based solely on the title, the big winner was Space Chimps with 31% of
the
vote.
That's a great title.
Space Chimps.
Don't know about that, but
just,
I like it.
Just beat out Midnight Meat Train, which of course you know is my favorite pick. But,
that's a good band.
Midnight Meat Train is the name of the movie.
I forgot about that one.
Midnight Meat Train. How can you forget Midnight Meat Train?
Yeah, what really? Was that one about, Ralph? I remember you
it's
discovered that a couple months ago.
It's about a serial killer who hacks people to death on the subway like a butcher and hangs their bodies up raw meat.
Good times.
Yeah, I may not be seeing that one, but I like the title.
And a photographer stumbles across the plot because he takes a picture and he sees it happening in the background. So he starts to ride the Midnight Meat Train to see if he can find the killer on the Midnight Meat Train.
They call it the Midnight Meat Train.
They do. And please enjoy Midnight Meat Train. Bean, you started that back when you were the Paralyzer, didn't you? Wasn't that one of your titles?
That was one of my titles, yeah.
Midnight Meat Train?
Sure.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lily Allen. Oh, I love Lily Allen.
Yeah.
She's so cute and gnome-like. She's 23 years old today. Jenna Von Oy.
Yeah!
Psycho Mike, you know who Jenna Von Oy is, don't
I
you?
I sure do.
She played?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
6 on Blossom, that's right. 31 years old today. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson celebrates his 36th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know if you read the LA Magazine, but the cover is the mayor and his mistress.
Oh, I saw her on the cover, yes.
Mirthala Salinas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the
Nobel.
Affair that rocked L.A.
Nobel, by the way, which has been our complaint all along, which is if you're the freaking mayor of Los Angeles, shouldn't you be pulling the hottest telenova tale in the world?
Right. If you're going with Spanish television, dear God, they've got some hot chicks on there.
Yes, they do. It's true.
But anyway, she's on the cover, and then there's this huge, long, rambling article that really doesn't give many details at all.
The good stuff?
No. None of the good stuff.
She doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, what help?
So she did an interview to say she doesn't want to talk about it.
Now you respect the mayor and his family and their privacy, but right. Not when you were boning him? Come on, give us some dirt, girlfriend.
There's no dirt. So we figured it might be a good time to check in with our lovely mayor. Good morning, Mayor Villaraigosa.
Sure! What
the hell are you?
What are you,
Mr. Mayor? What are you doing? Can you turn down the radio?
All right, hey, hold on. Turn that down. What's up,
eh? What are you doing? Why are you driving and shooting a weapon?
That's right. I'm parked right now. I'm not driving, but I'm in my Regal. I'm in my Buick. I'm over by the LA River, just, you know, listening to Kid Frost. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
Cutting up some. Hold on. Jerry Burns, Jerry.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird, Mr. Mayor, is that we see you on TV all the time, and you sound much more.
I shoot you on TV all the time, and you always talk like differently. You always start. Shut up! You say every time I talk to me. Okay?
Well, it is a little shocking.
Shut up!
It's a little shocking.
Hey. Didn't I say shut up, Chico?
Little shocker.
Shut up.
Right. He does have a weapon. He does have a weapon.
I know what
Karaki
is. I'm the
mayor. All right.
I'm the mayor. I come with that.
All right.
Jet in your face, okay?
Mr. Villaraigosa, we want to talk to you about this cover story Los Angeles Magazine May issue on newsstands now. Your former girlfriend, Mirthala Salinas, is on. She doesn't.
Don't say that name to me.
Why?
Because I hate that woman.
You hate her?
Oh, of course I hate that woman.
Why? Because you ruined your own marriage and banged her and ruined her life, too?
That's right. I got a lot of women on the side, you know what I'm saying? None of them try to be all mouthy and go and talk to the press like she does.
Oh,
look
I see.
Look at what she's done for me. She was at the bottom of my stable, all the ladies on my harness I got. I got harness all over. Every area code I got hosts. Okay?
Well,
really?
Sure, that's right.
That's not surprising.
I know, they know that place. They know that place. They keep their mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? They keep their mouth shut.
Right, I understand.
Not her.
Well, she opened her mouth, but she didn't say anything. I mean, this article is like 7,000 words long, and there's really no details.
Yeah. She left out a lot. You know what I'm saying? She sure left out a lot.
Well, why don't you tell us what she left?
Oh, she left out a lot. Like how she used to grab her ankles and let me go jackrabbit style.
Whoa, yeah.
She
didn't get into that kind of detail.
Listen, like this.
We understand.
We don't need a demonstration.
Yes, we know what you're
talking about. Mr. Mayor, you hear that?
Yeah.
That's the mayor's gavel. You know what I'm saying? Court adjourned. Court adjourned.
What are some of the other details?
Maybe she forgot to leave out the fact that there's no Spanish word for waxing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm saying it's like a forest. I felt like apocalypto.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Really?
Unfortunate.
Did anybody see that movie?
That's a hell of a forest.
Okay, because he was an Aztec in a forest.
Yes.
I want to make sure you know
we got that.
Okay, I'm saying, after I was done with it, no one's going to be able to handle it. You know what I'm saying? I wrecked it.
Oh, no.
I killed
erected
it.
Okay.
I'm a big boy.
She didn't mention that. There was
a big boy. In my chones is más carne asada, okay?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
I'm saying she forgot to mention that I was a tremendous cook of Mexican food.
She didn't mention that.
I am
right.
She didn't know. And she used to love to dine on the chocolate burrito.
Yeah! Oh.
How's that taste, puta?
Mr. Mayor, why do you think she did this interview and didn't give any details?
Because she doesn't want to paint herself in a bad light.
Right,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? She wants to make herself seem like a nice, clean cut woman.
Okay.
Like she got the bum rap.
Right.
But truth is, downstairs, it's like a wizard sleeve.
Oh,
no, we understand. We got that.
What I'm saying is, like, Mick Jagger got Botox.
Right, we understand.
Okay. We got it.
Now, Mr. Mayor, what about you? Will you marry again so you can have another affair, or are you just going to date around?
No. Right now, I'm going to concentrate on being the best mayor possible and do what's right for Los Angeles.
Oh. You're going to start that now?
Yeah, I don't got time to worry about the ladies, about the highness. No. It's all about business. You know what I'm saying?
You said you had a different girl in each area code, though.
Yeah. Okay, I was lying. I'm not going to worry about this city. I was hoping to go on, like, the big spin or win the lottery like every other Mexican or something. And I just give the money back to the city or something. Okay.
Is there anything else we need to know about the relationship before we let you go, Mr. Mayor?
I'm huge. Seriously, downstairs is big.
Right. No, okay.
We got
custom
that.
Custom made. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's big.
Movie beat on the way because it's Friday. I wonder if Ralph will like that Patrick Dempsey movie, Maid of Honor. I'm trying to get a beat on whether that's his kind of movie or not.
Looking forward to that.
So a review of that and Iron Man and so much more coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, let's go into the email bag. We got a lot of email, a lot more than we have time to respond to, and we apologize for that, but we do try to read them from time to time. I got a lot of response, Kevin, from Mike complaining about going to the doctor and getting the proctology exam.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me ever, right?
It is traumatizing.
So ridiculous.
No, it's traumatizing.
Oh, shut up.
Ed writes in, I feel your pain, Bean. When I got shot when I was in Iraq, the doctor put his finger up me when I first got to the hospital. I guess it's something they do to make sure that your nerves are still working, make sure there's not any kind of, you know, your reflexes are still good. Anyway, it's the worst thing I've ever had done to me. Frankly, I'd rather get shot again than have someone's finger up my ass. That's what Ed says. And one more. Jerome says, Bean, I feel your pain, too. I went through the same procedure several months ago, and I've never been the same since. Three things I learned about myself after going through that horrific experience of the proctology exam. Number one, I am not gay. Okay. Number two, I will never be gay.
Right.
And number three, I cannot go to prison, says Jerome from West Covina.
Those are some good things to learn about yourself.
Sure.
I think so.
Very important. David Hasselhoff called, and I played this. And he said that he will not be listening to K-Rock nor calling again.
Yeah.
And this email came to me from Jim. Kevin, since you have his email address, I think you should apologize and invite him to Cinco de Drinco to make it up for it. How great would that be?
You could give
awesome.
It a shot.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. See what you did?
Didn't know
definitely.
I did that, but you're right.
Dear Kevin and Bean, my mother is a 65-year-old Filipino woman. We were listening to your show while I was driving her to a doctor's appointment the other day. We're sitting in traffic. Kevin starts to talk, and the first thing my mom says is, bakla. He sounds bakla. Just wanted you to know that bakla means gay in Tagalog. Sorry, Kevin. Even across the language barrier, you're gay.
She didn't understand the words I was saying, but I struck her as gay.
I don't know. I don't know what makes you bakla in their culture, but
that's
apparently
painful.
You are.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Micah writes, hey, guys, I'm streaming the show this morning since your signal is so powerful.
Yeah.
Well, during the show, there was an announcement from a male K-Rock announcer guy that said your show, The Kevin and Bean Show, was available on KRock.com from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Did you guys cut out the last hour, or is it just so boring you're ashamed of it and don't want people to listen? By the way, Mike, speaking of streams, Micah.
Hey. What's he talking about? K-Rock streams 24 hours a day.
I don't know. Apparently, he heard an announcer on K-Rock say that the Kevin DeBeach show was only till 9 a.m.
That's
well,
weird.
Well, then we get to leave it very soon.
Maybe somebody else is embarrassed by our 9 o'clock hour. That's possible.
Yeah. I have two more. They're very short, and it's good news, bad news. First, here's the good news. We finally have the perfect definition of a conversation we had at this time yesterday on the show about what constitutes a sport. Remember we got into that discussion and the gray area of whether golf is a sport and NASCAR and bowling and everything else. How do you determine? What are the rules? And here's what Richard says, and I think this is going to be the definitive answer. I'll put it out there, and you sit with it and see what you think. If a woman can do it as good or nearly as good as a man, then it is not a sport.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Who's with me?
I hate you.
Just that dude.
All of you.
Only that dude. Ugh.
And the bad news, this is Mark writing in. Hi, Kevin and Bean. With all the Ask a shows you've been airing lately, I'd like to suggest Ask a Geologist. You know, geology is a hot topic for everyone in this day and age.
No.
And I'd be honored to answer all the questions your audience must have for geologists.
No.
Seriously, that could be the worst idea in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show.
And we've come up with some bad ones.
We talked about earthquakes, right? Is that what that would be?
He doesn't go on to say.
Or just rock formations.
It's not that streamlined.
And sediment.
Right.
Look, we're doing Ask a DEA agent. We're doing Ask a Lesbian. You know, Ask a G. I mean, come on. How do you think geologist is going to fit in that series?
That is not a party.
No.
Go back to your rocks, Mark.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I was wondering if you could have that one song that goes, they are gay, 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 they like men, 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 available for download on your site. I will play it everywhere if you do. Also, more Handlebar songs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he's referring to this song.
Gay, 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 are gay, 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 oh, so gay, 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 they like men, and they're gay, oh, so gay, 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 oh, so gay, 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 oh, so gay, 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 did I mention that they're gay, oh, so gay, 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 gay,
get it.
Thank you for emailing. Gay, gay, oh so gay,
I think Omar's running out of breath here. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one eccentric rapping Jew right there.
It is, yeah.
It sure is.
I forgot to read this email, if I could just squeeze it in real quick. Have you guys heard of butt hash?
Danny writes.
Nope.
Yeah, this ground central for butt hash, believe me. You can find the video of the butt hash story in the Internet Roundup on KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean section. It's 6:54. Why does Psycho Mike draw penises on every single surface in the KROQ studio? We will explore coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Butt hash used to open for Meatloaf, didn't he, when they toured?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Hey, if you're not doing anything Saturday, you should check out Kentucky Derby Day at Santa Anita Racetrack. It is the Mike Brew Festival, courtesy of KROQ and Santa Anita. Going to be a good time. 70 different flavors of beer are available at the infield at Santa Anita Park. Live music from Dramarama.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Pretty big band to play at Santa Anita if you want to check them out. It's the biggest Kentucky Derby Day party in Los Angeles because not only can you watch the greatest horse race of the year, but you can also wager on it, and that's where it gets interesting.
Gambling.
Colonel John.
Not Big Brown? Big Brown seems to be everybody's talking about. Okay.
F him.
Big Brown? Right.
How do you know what everyone's talking about, Bean? I mean, how close are you paying attention?
He's the favorite. Everyone's
talking. Kentucky Derby is a big big sporting event.
That is the horse everyone, most people are picking, but I'm saying Colonel John.
And I'm saying you guys are talking about...
Morning Line 9 to 2. 9 to 2, Morning Line, Colonel John. Lay a little cash on it, Kevin.
This is horse racing, right?
You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. Take my advice on this one. Gates open at 11:30 a.m. I believe the Derby kicks off at 2 a.m. Yeah,
it's a long day.
Up early, 2 p.m. So you'll have plenty of time to get there and watch the race. $5 to get in. Can't beat it. I will not be there, and sadly, I won't be able to make it. But Lightning will be there, and Lisa May's going to be there, and Psycho Mike's going to be there, and Dave the King of Mexico will be there, and producer Alex will be there, and K-Rock's Cat Corbett will be there, and DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan
on the ones and twos. So. I want to check it out. I am
Saturday.
I am heartbroken.
Why?
I am shattered because Mariah Carey is married, and not to me.
She got married?
Yeah. How about that? Surprise.
Really?
That's weird.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
What?
Private Eye.
Sounds like it.
Nick Cannon, PI.
He's a singer, actor,
he's
dude.
He's a 12-year-old actor on Nickelodeon.
12 years old and married.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. How does she do something like that?
I don't know.
She did have a ring that she was sporting just last week.
Did she?
And then denied that she was engaged.
Yeah. Well, she isn't. Technically, she's married.
You're right.
You know?
Apparently, it happened on a small island in the Bahamas where Mariah Carey owns a home. And apparently, she's married. From all sources, they're saying it's a done deal.
Now, you joke about him being 12, but he really is much, much younger than she is, right?
He's like 22 or something.
Yeah.
Wow. She's 58, I think.
I don't think she's 58 quite yet. But
anyway, she's older. And
she's crazy.
That's the word. She's crazy. Yeah. Imagine what she's like in bed.
Crazy. That's good.
Crazy.
Prenup, Ralph?
Oh, I'm sure there were some lawyers involved.
Should be, yeah.
King of Mexico says no prenup.
No prenup.
King sister.
That's the firm of Sanchez, yes. And Sanchez weighing in with that?
He would know. Yeah. I heard it was a prenup, and he would get $1 million.
Is that right?
if they broke up. Yeah, that was the agreed upon.
I don't know that amount.
The agreed upon amount. Tres, you know.
Tres.
The Spanish word for three. Tres.
Oh, tres.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was told to say it that way. That's how they told me to say it. No one told you to say tres. No one. More sad news.
Wow.
Smallville, one of my favorite shows over there on the CW.
Gay.
Excuse me? What did you say?
What did you say? Did you say gay?
Uh-huh.
Smallville is not
That's
gay.
A pretty good
it's
show.
It's about freaking Superman.
It is a good show,
How
by
about
the way.
That? And it's got some of the most smoking hot chicks on television
yes.
on it.
Yes.
And all of the show.
Erica Durance, who plays Lois Lane, is diabolical, as is Supergirl.
Gay.
Laura Vandervoof.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the sad news is that Michael Rosenbaum, who's played Lex Luthor for all these many seasons, is leaving at the end of this season.
Oh, no kidding.
What are they going to do without Lex Luthor on Smallville?
He is the main villain.
They can't really just replace him with another actor,
No,
can
they can't. They're going to have to, I don't know, do some creative writing, I guess. Yeah. But CW has already picked up Smallville for another season, so there will be one more without Michael. So, no more Lex Luthor in Smallville. I'm kind of bummed.
Ralph, I have a question. I also enjoy that show very much, but I don't watch it regularly.
You should.
It's been on for so much longer than I think anyone expected it would be that they have to be getting awfully close to him turning into just full-fledged Superman. I mean,
well, that's
don't
kind of,
they?
I'm saying, everyone's speculating this next season will be the final season. And I'm saying just put him in the suit already.
Right.
Yeah. Suit him up. Let him fly. Let him kick some supervillain ass. And let's all have a good time on our way out.
That's what you want to see. He can only not be Superman for so long.
It is hard to tell an origin story for 7 years without actually putting on the tights.
Although now he's like 30.
Their motto has always been, no tights, no flights. That's what they say over there. No tights, no flights.
Well, that's dumb.
But it's time for them to give that up. Yeah. Yeah. He's been in high school now for like 8 years. Or
he's Superman. I mean, you need tights, you need flights.
You know who should be the new villain on his show?
Who?
One of the most talented actors to hit the scene in a long, long time. Flava Flav.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He'd be good.
You know, he's got a new sitcom.
Yeah. Yes.
Showing up on television someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Public Access. I'm not sure.
I don't think
My
it
network.
Is.
Same thing. And he's talking about his acting aspirations in an interview, and this is a great quote. He says, I'm not done with reality TV, but what I'm doing now is try to get to the big movie screen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The sitcom stuff is a good way to get you there because people see you reading lines, remembering lines, and acting.
One time for your man. Everybody up in the house. One time. Let me hear you say, Flavor Flav.
You know, that is what they look for. You know, every, my many years in the business, I have an inside track on what producers look for when they're looking to put you in a movie. And they go, they look at a performance, they go, I think he remembered his lines here. Give this man a contract. He adds, right now, I have a feeling your boy Flava Flav is doing one hell of a job. I'm getting ready to be the next Morgan Freeman. Denzel Washington, I'm coming.
Oh, good.
Sure. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Lisa may scream that a few nights. With her eyes closed. With the hand mixer. Did you hear about the Polish woman? This is not a joke, although it sounds like one.
It does.
The woman with the plug-in hand mixer?
No.
She is a 53-year-old woman in Poland, apparently not getting enough affection from her husband.
Yeah.
So she's got one of these handheld mixers, like these Braun handheld mixers that plugs in. And she says, ooh, this vibrates. This seems like this would be a good, fun time
at way.
Here in Poland. And so she attempts to try it out as a sex toy aid.
And it worked out well?
Where does she try to try it out? Where? When does she get this brainstorm? What does she decide to do? Yes, that's right, in the bathtub. Takes the plugged-in hand mixer into the bathtub.
Fantastic.
Zot! Now dead? In the hospital. Now in the hospital with, she's in critical condition.
Oh my God.
Wow. Barely alive after electrocuting herself in the bathtub with the hand mixer.
Chicks love Wang Bone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a dumb woman.
She's a dumb woman. That's a Polish joke right
smart.
There for you. Just right there. There you go.
Not even
Please
a joke.
Enjoy. Not even a joke.
Wow.
Yeah, spectacular. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Lily Allen. Oh, Lily. Lily, Lily, Lily. Lily, Lily. You ever see that video she's got? I forget the name of it. About her little brother, Alfie. The video for that song off her album where it's a puppet.
Huh.
Her little brother's a puppet. You should YouTube it. It's very entertaining.
Right.
She's 23 years old today. Vena John Oy. What?
Huh?
Jenna Von Oy from Blossom is 31 years old today. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson. At what time do we stop calling him The Rock?
Never.
Never?
He doesn't seem to use it anymore.
I know, but everyone always says Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sure.
Right.
He is 36 years old today. You know, I think I live near The Rock.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In the valley?
Now or in my new home, because I was there yesterday, and I think he was working on a birthday cake, because his birthday cake was coming up. Because his window was open in the kitchen, and something was going on, and I said, I can smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wow. Thank you so much. No, seriously.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
And thank you. And thank
wow.
you. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Wow.
But I can
Let's
smell
just
the rock
sit quietly and consider how ridiculous that statement was.
But what I'm trying to say is...
I think we understood.
No, I think we heard it. I was so close to the man.
Right.
That while I was whipping something up in the kitchen, I could smell what he was cooking.
That's just not good.
Or it might have been Barack Obama. I can't remember.
Come on, Ralph. Don't embarrass me.
Yeah. Could have been Barack Obama.
I think you should give that a rest, Ralph.
I'm saying it might have been Barack Obama.
Right. I think we
all
we
right.
What you're saying.
You smell what Barack is cooking.
Okay. Are you happy now?
Yes. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt your series of non sequiturs, but I'd like to get to something that has to do with what I'm talking about. God damn you to hell. Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
Two things happening on Monday. One is Cinco de Drinco. That's happening on Monday.
Yes.
We're doing a live show on Monday because it's Cinco de Mayo, and it's going to be at El Guapo Cantina, 7250 Melrose Avenue in Hollywood.
I've frequented the El Guapo many, many times, and the staff there, if you're into, like, smoking hot chicks who wear, like, sports jerseys and stuff, you know, to wait on you as a bartendress, you would like El Guapo.
Okay, then. Yeah. Fantastic.
Very attractive wait staff.
I'm a little bit concerned that I understand that Ralph currently, of course, he's moving to the Valley. He's a Valley boy at heart, but currently lives close enough to walk to El Guapo. Is that true?
That is true.
That is true.
I will be walking to work on Monday.
And stumbling home. So there's no reason for you to hold back. There's not going to be any driving going on at 10 a.m.,
nope.
I guess is what I'm suggesting.
Nope. So welcome back to L.A., Mr. Bean. I would like the show. You're getting yours.
I would like to suggest that we all, at the end of the show, head on over to Ralph's place.
There you go.
I would like to suggest you're not invited.
Didn't ask.
I have always wanted to see. I have always wanted to see the Batman room,
Ralph. Into my home,
and we will be close enough that maybe you could invite me over to see the Batman room. I've always wanted to see it.
So that's one thing. That's Cinco de Drinco. The other thing is Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Details on K Rock Sweeney Roast E-Fiesta. A lot of people have been emailing saying, "Hey, isn't it about that time of the year?" Yes, it is, and we're going to give you details on Monday morning at 7 o'clock.
And Beer Mug, I think, is going to be attempting a new world record, a new world eating record that we are working on behind the scenes. So you want to be down there to see that in person. The Armenian comedian is bringing down his new masturbatory device for men that he is going to be demonstrating for the crowd as well. So, ladies, definitely, I know you're excited about seeing that.
Sure.
So,
yeah, we're thrilled.
All of that and a couple of special guests we cannot identify as yet joining us Monday morning. It's 21 and up. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and it's free. Come on down. We'll see you. Details at krock.com.
That guy there has got some sort of disfigurement. Yeah. He's got a problem there. He needs to see a doctor.
Psycho Mike.
Mike is just rapidly drawing pictures of penises on every piece of paper he can find here in the studio.
He has, since the day he started working here, drawn penises.
We don't need that. We don't need the drops.
That looks infected, by the way. That
the
one.
Drops.
Wow, why?
Yeah, we don't need that.
We don't need the
Thank
action.
You. Turn that
action
upside
photos.
Down,
and it's been going on and going on. And I always thought that he was doing it just to bug me because, you know, I would have my paperwork here, whatever, my notes, and I would come back after leaving the room.
You're a penophobe.
Pretty much. Yeah. So he would draw it on there, and I thought it was just to get a reaction. But finally, I had to say to him, I'm serious. Stop drawing penises on everything I have.
Because he draws it on my stuff, and I don't react at all because I just find it completely boring now at this point because he does it so often.
But what's the... Where's the mindset? Because I don't think I really have spent a lot of time drawing penises. I'm going to say none. I'm going to go with none penises.
I'd say I've never sketched a penis on a piece of paper.
Nor have I.
Ever.
Right.
I don't get it at all.
Now,
well, I don't think it's that bizarre maybe to draw that on something where it's inappropriate when you're a kid. But
of course.
I think I remember, like, in junior high school, something seeing, you know, you'd get a book. You know, in public school, sometimes you get your books handed down from year to year.
Sure,
you know, you have to turn your book at the end of the year. So you'd be flipping through your history book. All of a sudden, you run across in the margin someone had drew a penis.
And that would make you laugh.
Right. When I was 12.
Right.
7.
I think that's right.
What do you think it is, Mike? Where do you think it's coming from?
We need some kind of psychological expert to call us at 1-800-520-1067.
You have a lot of therapy, Mike.
He really, and it's not just a small amount. I mean, this is a constant 100% stream of penis pictures.
At work, at home.
And we said,
is
it just for the reaction? And he said, no, sometimes I do it at home just on paperwork that no one else sees.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but when I do it at home for things that only I see, a lot of time it's doodling, like mindless doodling, so I do it subconsciously.
Hmm.
I'll notice it, like if I'm like writing in a journal or taking notes on something, and next thing I know, like, oh, there's a big wiener.
Right.
So your subconscious is manifesting in penises.
Yeah, but I think...
What
I
could
think,
that possibly mean?
I can't figure out a way to get through that maze.
I wish we had Sigmund Freud here to give us some insight on what that could mean.
And then I finally saw... When I saw Superbad, I realized that somebody else had the same problem that Mike had.
When I was a little kid, I kind of had this problem. And it's not even that big of a deal. Something like 8% of kids do it, but whatever. It's... For some reason, I don't know why, just kind of sit around all day... And draw pictures of
like a man.
Yeah, I just sit there for hours on end drawing. I don't know what it was. I couldn't touch the pen to a piece of paper without it drawing the shape of a penis.
Yeah, that's
super gay.
That's the problem.
Well, Mike, what do you think? You mentioned that you draw them subconsciously sometimes, but clearly that's not what's going on here in the studio day after day, week after week, month right. after month, year after year.
I definitely dig it for the reaction part of it when I'm doing it at work. Right when I first came into the Kevin and Bean show, Lightning had a big stack of papers that were real important regarding ratings, and he was going to go talk to Mr. Weatherby.
Right.
And on the back of it, I drew in Sharpie a big old wiener. And
that's funny.
And the reaction was priceless when Lightning picked up those papers to read to him.
Right, that's funny, because then Mr. Weatherby's looking at that. That's funny. I get that. Yeah. I like inappropriate. I find that always funny. But really, if you're doing it at home, when you're doodling and it just comes out?
Every artist has his muse. I think mine's Wangbone.
But Mike says that he does it. I mean, he'll draw it in steam on the bathroom mirror at home, for instance, or draw it in his wife's lipstick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly going out of his way to draw penises at every opportunity. And I still haven't heard a theory from him as to why he thinks he does it.
I don't know. I don't know why particularly it's wiener. Sometimes it is graphic sex, like a taboo of graphic sex.
But if it were to be graphic sex and that is your milieu, why wouldn't you choose the vulva?
Why would you choose the woman?
Or the breast.
Every once in a while, I'll
venture in. And by the way, here's another thing. When he watches porn, he notices the guy and comments on the guy, not the girl.
I don't comment. I cheer him on, is what I do.
He's living vicariously.
He says,
the man,
look at that penis.
And
I mean,
you go,
really?
Rocco. You go, Rocco. You get it. Get
he knows
it, Peter
all
North.
The male
it.
Actors' names.
He knows all the male actors' names.
Yeah.
And will swear to you up and down that he's not gay, but he's obsessed with male genitalia. Remember at the gym when he was
interviewing guys about the size of their
talking to guys stookers? About their penises? I mean, what's
dude,
that?
Is that made of paper mache or what? It doesn't look real. That is huge.
Remember when he went with Miss Cleo to the porn set and he was, oh, look at that guy, look at that guy.
Maybe it's wishful thinking, you know? I mean,
it's penis envy.
I'm not really gifted downstairs, so maybe I just draw the long.
That most doesn't make any sense.
It does, because most of the peepees that I draw are big. I don't really ever draw small ones.
Your so penis envy.
Maybe it is. But I definitely think a lot of it has to do with, it's just something that I got into doing at a young age. And I've gotten good at it, and you know, like Rembrandt, he automatically he just started drawing.
Just shut up with Rembrandt.
The human body, like he just
super
that was his
gay.
Thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe before he even thinks about what he's going to paint, the brushstrokes just come. And that's the same with me. Before I even start to think about what I'm going to draw, my hand just starts outlining.
But
the
seriously, though,
I don't know. Honestly, I don't even put any much thought into it. Like the other morning, I woke up and I wake up substantially earlier than my wife. You know, to come to the show, and before I knew it, I was drawing on the mirror in her lipstick a big old wiener, just because I knew that when she was going to get up to go to work and then get ready, she's going to look in the mirror and there'd be a big wiener. And
if you're doing
it, making me so happy,
right? If you're doing it for the reaction, I understand that completely.
I think I am. I really do. I think I am.
But not understand it when it's compulsive and it's habitual and it's happening all the time. How much reaction can you get before you say, "All right, that's an old
done with that.
That's a played out joke."
I can see that, but I mean, I like the inappropriate. I like the fact that when people get angry, he laughs. That I do the same thing, but really, at some point, I mean, when you're by yourself and stuff,
I think it is the reaction, because when I do it by myself, it's mostly subconscious. Like, I don't even realize I'm not drawing it to entertain myself. Like, next thing I know, I've been writing and I look down at the paper and there just happens to be a wiener on it. I'm like, I must have drawn that because there ain't nobody else around.
But why do you suppose that none of us have ever done it? Not
I don't
once.
Know, dude.
That's what's
know.
Weird.
I'm sorry. I mean, look, I'm sorry. I wish I could stop drawing wieners.
Let's take one call before the break, because we do have a million theories on hold at 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to line 7. It says Dr. Duran. If he really is a doctor, I'm curious to hear him weigh in on what's going on with Mike and his drawings. Are you a real doctor?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Are you a doctor?
I like it. We got a new prankster.
I like it. Okay. Thanks for
helping.
He called you guys homos.
He's right. So let's do one before the break. Let's take Andrew in Paramount then, because he has a theory. It looks like he's given this one some thought about what's going on in Mike's pretty little head. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Good morning.
What's happening
My
here?
Thing, I'm not a psychologist. I think he's obsessed with masculinity, and drawing penises might be his subconscious way of expressing it. I mean, come on, he drives a truck. He works out. He's constantly worried about his appearance.
You're right. I mean, all of that is right, but he will tell you that he is the opposite of gay. I mean,
You know what? How about this? Psycho Mike, what's the name of the guy from 30 Seconds to Mars, the lead singer?
Jared Leto.
My point exactly. I had no idea what his name was.
Well, I mean, I do work at K-Rock. I mean, cut me some slack on that one.
You like Fall Out Boy?
No.
Yes, he does.
Dance
My
Cat.
Chemical Romance?
No.
You're lying.
I know. I am. I am. I hope by myself. I'll Blair Dance Dance.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Help us figure out what the hell's going on with Mike. I mean, really, it's just, it boils down to being gay.
It's phallosmania, well, is what it is. Right?
I don't know, because I don't know if that super bad statistic was meant to be funny or if they've done some research, but do 8% of guys do that? I mean, is it that widespread? And if so, there are other people out there who must be doing it and must have their own theories too.
And what percentage of guys are gay?
I'm just saying that.
About 8, right? 8, 9, 10%. On comedy side, I'm not even sure if it's a gay thing.
Because, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because I think. You often hear that young gay men, when they're developing, have a preoccupation with feminine things. You know, they associate with Barbies, or they'll be playing with dolls and stuff. True. At an early age.
Yeah, that
and that'll
sense.
Sort of trigger the fact that someone may believe, oh, they may have a stronger feminine side than a masculine side. Maybe Mike's focus on all things masculine is not a gay thing. Maybe it's just him working out some issues with his manhood or something.
Yeah, it's empowerment. Yeah.
Can he stop that?
I would like that.
All right, we'll take some calls when we get.
You know how I know you're gay?
Yeah.
You like Coldplay.
Yeah. Or you draw penises on everything. And that's the topic that we're talking about here this morning at 1-800-520-1067. You saw it in Superbad, our own Psycho Mike. Well, we live with it every single day. He draws penises on everything. And by the way, Producer Lightning brought up another name of somebody that we know who does the same thing that I never even thought about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A young man named Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, no kidding.
Did draws he? Penises on everything.
Really? I guess he did, but not to the extent.
It's yeah, funny. Yeah.
I mean, not to the extent that Mike does it.
So what's that about?
But Jimmy's funny. We can excuse that.
That's right. The difference, right?
He is funny.
Right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Joel, who you maybe have seen on the Smallville show. Joel is in Temple City on line 4. Hi, Joel. Go ahead.
I think that's Jarell, but hey, whatever works.
Jarell, all right?
All right, Jarell.
Kevin Bean, Lisa May, what's going on? Psycho Mike, you're a sick guy, dude, but it's okay.
Thanks, dude.
I think what's going on, if you look at it, I'm a behavioral specialist, and if you look at behaviors, they always correlate to a need, either being met or not being met. So if Mike did this when he was a younger kid, either he needed to see some penis, either he had some affliction with some penises, or either he wanted some curiosity, so now it's just manifested.
Okay, but...
So now he has this certain need, whether... He's just, you know, hey, what does it look like or whatever. But I think a lot of what he's doing affects to a need, either not being met or a need that's just never satisfied.
Mm. So if he weren't in a room with us, he'd be looking at his own penis. But since he can't do that and he needs to see it, he just draws one.
I don't see why not. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you're not a... any kind of a behavioral therapist, by the way.
Behavioral scientist?
No.
No?
Not even. I mean, there was no possible way from the word go that
maybe
he was.
Maybe on his home planet of Krypton.
Yeah,
he was,
maybe.
Though.
Let's try Lynette in Orange. She's on line 6. She's got a different theory as to why somebody would draw penises everywhere. Is it penises or is it peni? Ralph, you're the sex you guy.
I believe it's penises.
Penises. All right. Lynette, go ahead, please.
Hey. Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
What do you think it is?
Well, I think it's just him trying to mark his territory like an alpha dog.
Like a dog.
Peeing on everything.
So it could be worse. He could be peeing on our papers all the time.
Well, yeah, I think he lucked out on that one.
Yeah.
Well, he does like domination.
That's true. He's all about
I do.
That's
true,
status
by the
and
way.
Domination. Yeah.
I do. I like empowerment. I do. I think domination's funny and cool. But I mean, I'm not. I don't think I'm that territorial around here. Do you?
I don't strike me that way.
Do you guys think I'm a real like?
But this is maybe how you're able to be territorial.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you can't do it in the normal way.
Like when you put the flags on the countries in risk, I just have to put the wieners all over everything in
yeah.
the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
it's,
much.
It's
all right.
Way
that's a good idea,
marking.
Maybe.
Let's go to Victor. We don't really have a professional, but Victor is a psych student.
Okay.
It's close.
Right?
Yeah.
He's gonna be one one day.
What's his GPA, though?
And what school?
Victor, what school? What's your GPA?
I go to CSUN.
Next.
GPA...
Next. Next call.
All right, hold on. What's your theory on Psychomite?
Well, I think that maybe something might have happened to him as a young kid, a child maybe, that he's not thinking about. Or maybe hasn't thought about.
You mean someone touched him?
Were you an altar boy, Mike?
I was not, but I'm Roman Catholic. Maybe something happened.
Mike got touched.
He may have been touched somehow, some way that maybe, I don't know. But that's usually why they get obsessed with something like that. And he's not gay. I don't think he's gay at all. I think he really is obsessed with masculinity and maybe has a little bit of an inferiority complex. Or maybe a little... post-traumatic stress syndrome from something that happened to him when he was
let's
a kid.
Remember,
so this
by
could
the
be
way,
compensatory.
Let's remember that this is the same guy that wouldn't take off his shirt if he was by himself. at home. To get into the when he was getting into a shower, he would wait till the very last second.
Throw it off and runs into the shower.
And when he was by himself,
I still bang with my shirt on like Tony Soprano. I do.
The boy definitely has issues. There's no question. Hey, let's talk to line 7, please. This is Horacio, who apparently works in the schools and has some insight. He's seen it with his own eyes, too. Horacio, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May, and Dave, the King of Mexico.
Hey, what's up?
All right. Well, I think I have the young version of Psycho Mike at my school. Basically, a few days ago, I had a 12-year-old, 7th grader, draw the largest penis I've ever seen on an 8.5x11 size piece of paper.
Right.
It was in dramatic detail, and I'm talking so dramatic.
Yeah.
Hair.
We get it. Yeah. We get it.
It had a pulse. It had a pulse.
We understand.
And the saddest part was I had to call the mom in.
And say,
bring her to my office and show her the penis.
Nice.
He breaks down. Oh, my goodness. I just caught him the other day on the internet watching pornography. And I think it's a terrible beginning of a huge addiction for this poor little 12-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's
crazy. And I really, when I was listening to it, I was just laughing my butt off because I realized I have the young version.
You have the younger version of Psycho Mike.
Well, you're very lucky.
But, so maybe it's hypersexuality then, perhaps.
Oh,
maybe. But it's lots of 12-year-olds are discovering their own bodies and discovering naked people, you know, pictures and stuff. And I can understand much more a 12-year-old drawing a penis than a 29-year-old.
But aren't you at 12 when you discover bodies? Aren't you interested in women's bodies? Unless you're gay, aren't you?
But at 12, you don't have much experience with women's bodies. You, if you have any sexual connotation at all, it's usually involving yourself because that's the primary, you know, the experience. Yeah, that's your sphere of reference right there is pretty much your own unit.
I don't think we're going to settle this today, except we can all agree that Mike's got troubles.
Yeah,
the boy has problems.
Yeah, he's screwed up. And
you still have the two therapists working with you? Still have two of them?
Yeah,
still got a team.
Yeah,
didn't that one quit? Didn't you have a therapist quit on you?
She didn't quit as much as she recommended I go see someone else.
I didn't commit suicide.
She pawned him off.
That's a lot better.
Just saying it's not very professional. We're not very professional. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
We are not now. We are not professional.
I don't think that's true.
I know
at all.
That. No, it is definitely true, Lisa. What are you talking about?
I'm
but why this time?
I'm talking about the commercials for the microbrew at Santa Anita. That's what I'm talking about.
Excellent job.
Some
on that
very, page. Very bad commercials that we're playing. One of them from our own Lisa May.
Yeah, it's great.
Oddly enough, who says?
El sábado, 3 de mayo. Ahí lo vemos. Arriba!
Now, oh my God, it's like I'm in Cabo.
It really is like you're in the English-speaking part of Cabo.
I am transported to Mexico.
What Lisa is talking about is Kentucky Derby Day, which is going on tomorrow for the K-Rock Microbrew Festival. This is going to be awesome down at Santa Anita Park. Gates open at 11:30. First race is at noon that you're going to be watching. And I guess the Kentucky Derby itself, they run around 2:30 or 3 o'clock or something like that. But you can go down there, you can watch it, you can bet on it. And as you guys know from all the microbrews in the past, most of the people who go don't really care so much about the horses as they do about the entertainment and the microbrews.
El sábado, 3 de mayo, ahí lo vemos. Arriba!
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
And then Dave, the King of Mexico, whose dad is a first-generation illegal immigrant.
Mexicano, yeah. From Mexico.
Who speaks Spanish, Dave says this.
What's up? It's Dave, the King of Mexico. Come out this Saturday and celebrate El 3 de mayo.
El Tres de Mayo.
Dave, you've broken your poor father's heart when he hears that.
No.
Come on.
Look.
El Tres de Mayo.
I was given a script, and being the monkey that I am, I just read it and was...
Right.
I did it as I was told.
So here's
did you even know that was a Spanish word?
Yeah, of course.
So here's the behind the scenes. Right. The behind the scenes is that Omar was the one recording it, and Omar was the one in there with Dave.
Yeah.
And Dave said yesterday, I was just doing what I was told. And we looked at Omar, and he's like, I never told him to say it that way.
That's exactly what he said.
By the way,
What's up? It's Dave, the King of Mexico. Come out this Saturday and celebrate El Tres de Mayo. Tres de Mayo? What the f***?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I would say that. You know what I'm saying?
Dave, just so you know, the Nazis line was we were just doing what we were told. Just so you know. Okay,
yeah,
so
they all skated.
I don't think they all skated.
Oh,
all of them, Dave.
Dave and Lisa are just part of the gang. Lightning will be down there. Psycho Mike, of course. And Mike, you're going to be performing live. You're bringing all of your hit K-Rock songs down to the stage, right?
El sábado, 3 de mayo, ahí lo vemos. Arriba!
Thank you, Lisa. You're
Mike's going to be doing Hey the Vagina. He's going to be doing Brow Down, all the hits. And he'll, I personally guarantee, if you ask, he will draw you a picture of a penis, too.
What's up? It's Dave, the King of Mexico. Come out this Saturday and celebrate El Tres de Mayo.
Super Whore will be there, our friend Kat Corbett, and of course on the ones and twos, DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
And how about this? Longtime great K-Rock band Dramarama is going to be down there performing live. All of this for just $5 to get in the door at Santa Anita. It's the K-Rock Microbrew Festival, and it is tomorrow.
What's the date, Dave?
El Tres de Mayo.
Wow.
So Gary Coleman was on divorce court.
You guys do have a sex life. You've consummated your marriage, correct?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, no.
It is not as funny as it is tragic and sad, but we will bring you highlights of Gary and his wife of 7 months on the syndicated reality show Divorce Court from yesterday, coming up after the news at 8 o'clock.
But we laugh at stuff all the time that's not funny.
True.
I mean, really.
Yeah. It's not a criteria for us.
No, you're right.
All right.
We're going to still...
For God's sakes.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, that's coming up. Also, Ralph's got the movie beat next half hour because it is Friday, of course. Right now, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
So Mariah Carey cast Nick Cannon in her new video. Next thing you know, she's marrying the dude. It's a high price to pay to be in a video.
No kidding.
That's all I say.
She's crazy.
She is in, in her upcoming video for Bye Bye, a song off her new CD. And according to several sources, including someone that E! Entertainment Network is calling a family member named Linda Cannon. He called us and told us all about it. We are happy for him. If that's what he wants, then we are happy for him, she said, weeping. apparently, Carey, who is 38 years old, married Nick Cannon, who is 27 years old, on Wednesday, by all accounts.
Okay.
So, there you go. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon married.
Should we start a pool for how long that's going to last?
Yes.
So I'm going to go with under a week.
I'm going to go with 11:27 today.
He's a legendary ladies' man, too. And he's been just recently, like a couple months ago, he was dating Salida Ebanks, the black Victoria's Secret model. And he was dating Kim Kardashian right before the Ray J thing. He's gone through tons of hot shit.
Well, if your name's Nick Cannon, you kind of have to spread it around.
You do.
You're doomed to just be a legendary swordsman.
Mike, have you ever drawn Nick Cannon? I mean, is he one of the penises you draw sometimes?
Yeah.
Nick Cannon. Okay. Private Eye. Gwyneth Paltrow, who, by the way, is so good in the new Iron Man movie. And it's the only time I've ever seen her movie. I'm like, damn.
You mind, Ralph, if I just for...
No, sure. That's not. You can't do it. Ralph even admitted how hot and sexy she was in the film.
In this movie.
She's a beautiful, beautiful, sexy woman.
So she goes from no bells to one bell.
There's a lot of CGI in this movie, though. I have no idea what they tinkered with and what they didn't. Who knows what they could have done with her?
She's so hot.
Stop it. She's not so hot.
She is.
He says that like Mike draws pictures. I mean, just for the reaction.
Well, why is she in the news? What's she talking about, Ralph?
OK Magazine asked her at the end of an interview. She's doing a lot of press for Iron Man, naturally. If she has any well wishes for her ex-fiancé, Brad Pitt, and his woman, Angelina Jolie, or their four children. She snapped back, apparently, no, and ended the interview quickly. Guess she's still not over quite the breakup of their relationship. It's got to be tough to lose Brad Pitt, wouldn't you think? Especially when you see him being all St. Brad all over the place and building homes with his bare hands in New Orleans and raising kids from all over the world. And
he seems like a gooder.
He does seem like a good catch.
But it seems like a stupid question. She's married. He's sort of married.
Why couldn't you say, absolutely, I wish him nothing but the best. Brad's a great guy.
Just annoyed with the question.
No. See, she gets ugly all the time.
Sometimes I think you just don't want to go down that road. Like, she and her husband have a pretty good policy of not talking about the other one. They don't discuss, she doesn't discuss Coldplay, he doesn't discuss her and her movies, and I think they just find it's easier that way to keep that stuff private. So maybe she just didn't want to go down that road.
The homosexual is right.
Yeah. Leah Remini, you know her from King of Queens?
Yep. Yeah, her I'm giving a bell.
Apparently she tells Us Weekly magazine that her and her husband are having a little trouble with their 3-year-old daughter, Sophia.
What kind of trouble?
Apparently, Sophia won't go to sleep without a bottle, refuses to sleep in her crib, will only sleep between mommy and daddy, wants popsicles for breakfast, and has to have the skin peeled off her hot dogs. Here's the kicker. She says they give in to all her demands.
Oh, good.
That'll raise a well-balanced child.
Good.
Is that the Scientology way, though?
Yeah, Leah. Couldn't some exercise and vitamins straighten your kid right out?
Yeah.
Or maybe just a good swift smack right across the butt?
Have her go work at the center.
Yeah, that'll teach
her. She's almost old enough.
Yep.
She'll forget all about popsicles for breakfast when she's in the hull of a cargo ship.
that name for like months.
Yeah. Tori Spelling can't shut up about her horrible relationship with her mom. She's got a new book out, her memoirs.
Really?
Yes. Her name is Tori Spelling. The name of the book? Storytelling.
Wow.
But story with an I, like Tori.
Right.
And then Tori Spelling, storytelling.
Wow. That's
terrible.
She says it was a very... That she had took a lot of crap for a long time, she said, when she was dealing with a relationship with her mother. And it calls her life story a very complicated 34 years. She said things were very difficult. Being enormously rich with the biggest house in the world. Having everything done for you. It's tough, man.
Dad,
having your daddy put you in TV shows as a teenager. Right.
Having your dad buying you a career.
Right.
Bowling down the hall in your house. Going into the gift wrap room and losing yourself. Getting lost in amongst the bows.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
No. No one is. Who wants to read that book? Seriously.
Nobody.
No one.
I hope she's as good a writer as she is an actress.
No, that's
not possible.
Not possible, exactly. And Kevin may be getting his wish.
Nielsen
overnight ratings have, let's see, did Kevin get his wish? I think he did.
Yes!
Nielsen overnight ratings show that American Idol so far this season.
Yes, is going down?
The ratings have dropped 24%.
Wow, that's
Dude, thank you, God.
Since the last season of American Idol.
And people say there is no God.
Specifically in the 18 to 49 age group, which is their key demographic for advertisers.
American Idol blows!
24% drop in ratings.
Yes. Well, I think, Ralph, you pegged it properly a few weeks ago when you said that there are darn few performers this season that people are passionate about. And that's really what you tune in for, is to root for the singer that you really like. There's no one left that, or even in the top 10 that I would buy an album from. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. There are darn few performers, Pat Boone.
I was going to say the word darn is, you get points for that.
God bless you.
Rescued that from the 1800s.
I've been quoting from the moviephone.com poll where they talk about the summer movies. I've been quoting from that today. I told you that the, according to moviephone.com, the movie most people are excited about this summer is not Indiana Jones or Iron Man or Dark Knight, but Sex and the City at 32% of the vote.
Oh. Yeah.
The film people think will be the biggest disappointment, Speed Racer, with 31%.
Why, though?
I have no idea. It looks great to me.
I got to tell you, when I saw the preview for that, I was worried.
Really?
Really? Yes.
So much fun.
It looked like just too...
Looks like a cartoon come to life.
Kind of. Yeah, well, it's hyper reality, though. It's not. I mean, it's supposed to look like that. I think.
It scared me.
Don't be scared.
That's all I'm saying.
You gotta, but these are the Matrix dudes. I know. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
These are the Matrix dudes, so they know how to make a movie. So I'm back in, kind of.
I told you, people are most excited about Space Chimps when it comes to seeing a movie based on title alone.
Sure.
But here are the two interesting categories: a superhero movie that people are most psyched to see this year. Dark Knight crushes 46% of the vote for Dark Knight. Batman's still
that looks coolest.
Sure. And hottest comedy? What do you think people are most excited about seeing? Biggest comedy of the summer, according to people.
The one where Robert Downey Jr. is a black man?
No, I would look forward to seeing Tropic Thunder very
Tropic
much.
Tropic Thunder?
Mm-hmm. No, Kevin, you'll be happy to hear Get Smart.
Oh, sure.
42% of the vote with Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway.
Sure.
That should be good. Speaking of Iron Man and movies, give us a call. Well, you're probably not awake if you were at the Iron Man screening last night, the K-Rock Iron Man screening.
At midnight?
At midnight. K-Rock had a special screening of Iron Man at midnight, and... according to my sources, a few extra people dropped by the screening. Guys who didn't even have tickets showed up.
Well, that's not good.
Jon Favreau and Robert Downey Jr.
I hope they throw
them.
No
way.
Stop the solo!
Throw them right out.
Popped in to say hi to the kids from K-Rock.
Oh, we're stars. We don't have tickets, but we can still get in. F you, people.
I should have thrown them right out.
I hope they threw them right out.
Guys, no. Guys, it's a treat. It's a treat for the Iron Man fans to see the director and the star of the movie show up. It's a bonus. You should be applauding them.
Oh, it's not a bad thing?
No, it's awesome. That's quite a treat. That's amazing.
It's good, then.
All right, then.
All right,
If anybody was at the show last night, I'd love to hear from them, to hear what went on, because I'm just hearing about this secondhand. I'd love to hear to somebody who said who was at the event tell us what happened.
I apologize for yelling at you, but you just don't listen.
But if you come out of the movie at 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe you're not up listening right now.
Yeah, probably not.
So maybe later.
Someone will be.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Engelbert Humperdinck is 72 years old today.
Shut up!
Sorry, I just wanted to say Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah.
Humperdinck is 72 years old today. I thought that was funny. Have any idea what I'm talking about?
Not at all. None. No idea.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is 36 years old today. Jenna Von Oy turns 31 years old. She, of course, six from Blossom. And Lily Allen, cute little, just little minx. She is 23. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So yesterday, Kevin, I tuned into the divorce court show, which I have never heard of, which I have never seen.
I never heard of it either until this story.
Right. And we heard that Gary Coleman, child star of Different Strokes back in the 1970s, was going to be on the show because he and his bride of 7 months, by the way, Shannon Price, are at the point where they're getting ready to call off their marriage. He's 40. She's 22. They met on the set of another movie that nobody's ever heard of a couple of years ago. So I thought divorce court was you guys have filed for divorce and now you go in front of this judge and the judge rules on, I don't know, distributing assets or fault or some sort of separation details. Apparently, divorce court is the show that you go on when you're trying to save your marriage. It's more like marriage counseling than it is divorce court.
But there's a judge?
There is a judge, yes. Her name is Judge Lynn Toler. And divorce court seems badly named based on what I saw yesterday. So Gary Coleman, who I was prepared to laugh at because he's a funny little midget, I really walked away with a great deal of sympathy for because this is a guy who is in very, very bad shape, and he may not live the year, if you want my opinion.
Really?
Not funny. Not funny.
Let us be the judge of that.
All right. With fresh ears, I present to you Gary Coleman from yesterday's divorce court. One of the exercises that the judge has each party go through is to make up a list of things that they acknowledge are areas of their personality that they can work, that they need to work on. What are the problem areas for you, Mr. Coleman?
Other than my temper.
Temper, okay. We got one.
I have very low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem.
I don't feel very successful in life. I want the world for her, and I get frustrated that I can't bring it to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't feel financially secure. A lot of times I feel like I'm wasting her time.
Oh.
And I feel like I lack the necessary communication skills to ease her mind and ease the pressure of the marriage up off of her and up off of me so that we can get back to who we were 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm failing.
Oh.
Wow.
I know. That's a laundry list.
That's a lot of failing right there. I mean, that is hyper failing.
And they apparently just fight all the time. In fact, they almost didn't make it to the courtroom yesterday because they had a huge fight the night before that continued right up until cameras started rolling.
I was scared you weren't going to come because I understand you two got into an argument right before you got here and possibly weren't going to make it.
That was one of those ugly ones we have once a month.
Well, which we want to stop. We want to stop the ugly ones a month.
I
want
to stop it because I'm 40 years old and I can't do this for another 30 years.
It's so sad, by the way, because Gary Coleman, who looks virtually identical to when he did when he was a child star, except he just looks so sad and beaten up. I mean, he's got the same basic size and body as he did back then, but he just looks dead on the inside.
Aww, yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of sad. And I guess one of the biggest problems, besides the fact that he married a white trash whore, is that he has a real problem with anger, with communication and with anger. I mean, listen to this clip. He talks about, among other things, beating his head against the wall, which seems like something, I don't know, you get a handle on as a kid. Maybe you grow out of that and learn different ways to settle your differences. But here's Gary describing his problem with his temper.
You say he's got anger issues.
Yes. If he doesn't get his way, he throws a temper tantrum like a five-year-old does.
And by the way, it looks just like a five-year-old when he does it. Could you just imagine him, like, kicking his little feet up?
And he, like, stomps the floor, and he's like, man! He starts throwing stuff around, and he bashes his head in the wall, too.
Mr. Coleman, can you give it to me that maybe your temper is a problem that you need to deal with?
Absolutely, because I can't continue to take it, having a temper like that where I'm having trouble breathing because I get so angry. Or I get so frustrated, I'm banging my head against the wall because I'm still in the fight. I'm still in the argument and nothing has changed. Right. Why can't it just be simple?
Well, give
something has changed, and that's that your head hurts a lot by now. I mean, come on. The guy hits his head against the wall. He's a midget banging his head against the wall.
I'm so confused. So is he saying once he bangs his head against the wall, something should change?
Yes, he's saying that didn't solve the problem.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough.
And that's frustrating.
Yeah, he does that, and he's still in the fight because he hasn't done anything to end the fight. All he's done is hurt himself on top of the fight.
Okay.
And I get the impression from Gary that the TV show, I guess because he had such a rough stretch of years after he was famous and he felt like he was taken advantage of all the time, that he just doesn't trust anybody anymore.
Yeah.
And he intentionally, and tell me this doesn't cause a strain on their young marriage, he won't associate with anybody except for his wife.
What?
Like he's her whole, she's his whole universe. That's the only person he wants to talk to. And you can imagine she's 22 years old. She'd like to have a little bit of a social life. And he talks about here why he feels like he needs to just be cut off from the rest of the world.
Shannon, you say these things that Gary blames you for everything that goes wrong. He goes out at 3 a.m. in the morning and does not say where. Do you go out at 3 a.m. and don't say where?
If the fight goes on that long, yeah, I'm trying to get out of it. I'll leave the house.
Do you guys really fight till 3 o'clock in the morning?
We just did.
We're night people.
Doesn't want any friends. Has to understand that not everyone's bad. You're saying he has a very negative view on life, and it's kind of dragging you down. Is that what you're saying?
It's true. He really does. He's
negative.
Would
you agree? You're a little negative.
I have 40 years of evidence. Yes.
By the way, his 40 years of evidence, what about the 5 years where he was making millions of dollars and banging teenagers? I mean,
he wasn't banging anyone.
Right? Oh, that's right. I forgot.
He was having no sex.
Yeah.
Didn't exactly take advantage of that.
Here's what's funny.
Evidence of what?
What are you saying?
Here's what's funny. Usually there's a he said, she said. And they're vastly different. In this particular case, everything she says, he verifies.
Yep,
I'm that
that's
way.
Right.
I hit my head against the wall, sure enough. Don't like to hang out with people.
I leave the house at 3 in the morning. Don't say why.
That's all true.
Yep.
Of how people will stab you in the back, mistreat you.
Yes.
Talk about you behind your back, steal from you.
Yes.
And, they're not really your friends. They're only there because you're a celebrity, or they're there because they're trying to get something from you. So I don't have any friends. I don't intend on making any. I don't need anybody's interference in that. I don't want to worry about your wife, your dog, your car, your house burnt down.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of that.
Gary is a dead man, you guys. He's already dead on the inside. It's only a matter of time before he's dead on the outside. I mean, I'm telling you, I really wanted to enjoy the half hour of them on Divorce Court yesterday, but it was just... I just felt like the court should take him away and put him in foster care. I don't know what he needs. He needs
foster
something.
Care. He needs parents.
That's what
I don't
know what he needs.
He's a small little guy still.
But they teased this over to today and the question we've all been wondering about one of the most famous virgins in the world, Gary Coleman, at least right up until he got married. What happened after that, we don't know, but the judge is going to ask.
You guys do have a sex life. You've consummated your marriage, correct?
And that's today on Divorce Court. We'll
and I'm going to bring in clips of that because I think you don't appreciate the humor here.
Really? Because it's too sad?
There is a midget banging his head against the wall.
Yeah. I know, but you
that
look at him.
Rules.
And
he looks like a guy who's in pain because his head hurts.
Right, but he's dead behind those eyes, though. It's sad. It's like you're looking at a mentally challenged guy. You know what I mean?
I think I can do it.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
We'll have some highlights of that on Monday of the To Be Continued of Gary Coleman on Divorce. It's 8:30 and it's Friday morning, and that means it's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
I am Iron Man.
Hold on, Iron Man. We have to wait to talk about your movie.
Okay.
Wow. Ralph has a doll.
Not people. A doll. It's an action figure.
It's a doll.
It's an
Come
action
on.
Figure.
Repulsor blast.
Repulsor blast.
Does it come with a skirt and sweater?
This kid's fanny.
You have to admit you're a little too excited for this movie.
It's a cool action figure.
That is a doll.
Uh-huh.
Even John Favreau said yesterday, how great are the action figures? And I said, they're awesome, and I love him so much.
Do you brush its hair?
I am Iron Man.
I don't see any hair to brush. Do you, Kevin?
That was just a joke.
Does it get periods? Are there tiny little tampons?
Oh, for God's sake.
God. What just happened? I'm just asking. Wow. Just asking about your little play doll. That's all.
What just happened?
Does it have a purse that goes with its outfit?
Didn't you play with G.I. Joes or anything when you were a kid, Bean? Or do you not remember that, too,
remember.
Because you were anally raped?
Okay, this is good.
Wow. I thought this was movie.
No, this is good. This is working out well.
I think Ralph and I need to go on divorce court.
You think?
We need to get in the ring. Let's just have it out. Let's just do it.
I don't have any problem with you, Ralph.
Just do it. Right here, right now.
But I don't have anything against you and no desire to fight you, even though I'd kick your ass. There's no reason.
Oh, yeah. It is on like Donkey Kong.
Monday?
Not Monday. We gotta build this up. This is a bigger event than just one throw on the Cinco de Mayo party.
This is happening.
This just happened.
I will thumb wrestle you on Monday if you'd like.
Let's talk about the movie, shall we?
Okay, let's do
that. One of the reasons I'm so fired up is not just because of Iron Man, but
boxing on Monday.
New movie coming out today, Red Belt.
Red Belt?
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
This is the story of a top jiu-jitsu instructor named Mike Terry, who has shied away from fighting for money all of his life, opting instead to run his own struggling self-defense studio. But circumstances conspire to force him to step into the ring for money for the first time. He is Red Belt.
Really?
Now, you're going to be shocked when I tell you this is the new movie written and directed by David Mamet.
What?
No way.
Yes.
They're going to be talking a lot.
What?
David Mamet doing
famous,
basically
playwright.
The grown-up version of Never Back Down.
Oh, my God.
And wait a minute, it gets better.
Red Belt, though, is the name of it, right?
Red Belt. You know who stars in it as one of the badasses? Tim Allen. Tim
it's
Allen.
It's not April Fool's Day, Ralph.
Tim Allen is a badass in the new MMA movie from David Mamet, Red Belt.
No.
This is a Saturday Night Live sketch.
I officially crossed over into the bizarro world.
David Mamet sold it, and then it got rewritten 17 times.
No, he wrote and directed this
film.
Red Belt. God.
Yes, Mike. David Mamet, jiu-jitsu black belt. He's been practicing over 15 years with the Gracie brothers.
Well, there you go.
He loves jiu-jitsu.
He has made a movie. Finally, he's made his jiu-jitsu movie, Red Belt.
They say everyone has one jiu-jitsu movie in them.
And Tim Allen usually stars in them.
That's correct.
If people don't recognize the name, Ralph, would you say that Glengarry Glen Ross would probably be the most famous David Mamet piece up to this point of the movies?
In the movies, yeah. Maybe first in
State
Maine. State Maine, rather.
State
also
Maine, right. But he's mostly a playwright, I guess.
Yeah, Speed the Plow.
Yeah, he's a Broadway legend. I mean,
crazy. This whole story is crazy.
This sounds awesome.
You
want to
hear Tim Allen being a badass?
Yes.
You want to hear a little taste of that?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I admire your taste.
Yeah, I heard what you said. I just don't know what it means.
All right.
What does it mean?
Whatever you want it to mean. I've had a tough day.
And what the f*** is that to me?
Look.
Hey, where's your protection, tough guy?
I didn't know you knew the woman.
Well, you insulted me, then you insulted the young woman, and don't you have a wife? Yeah, didn't I actually read that you have a wife?
Come here fighting again. Here for a drink. Just want to have a drink.
Yeah, Tim Allen throwing down.
Wow.
Does that sound horrible or what?
Horrible. Are those two choices?
You're playing a prank on us. There's no way Red Belt exists.
I wish I was. You know that makes me feel? Shoot my repulsor rays at it.
Does that help?
Yeah. Also opening today is Son of Rambo. This is the darling of the Sundance Film Festival. Story about two little British boys in the 80s, both fatherless, who turn to each other and make an unlikely friendship through their love of the movie Rambo. So what they decide to do is make a sequel themselves with a little home video camera. They're going to make their own Rambo movie.
No kidding.
And the two, one's like kind of a tough bully kid, and the other one's sort of a soft, sensitive kid, but they form this friendship via making this movie. And according to everyone, it's just completely charming, and everyone loves this movie, Son of Rambo.
How about that?
If you're looking for it in theaters, it is called Son of Rambo, because that's how they think it's spelled, R-A-N-B-O-W. That's how they think Rambo is spelled.
Because they're little kids.
Because they're little kids. Son of Rambo is called. Here is a collection of clips from the British film Son of Rambo.
You don't tell me where they are hiding, then I have no choice but to shoot you and your cat. Do you have any last requests?
I was just...
You are going to be the stuntman in the film I'm making for Screen Test.
I am the son of Rambo!
You want to be the son of Rambo?
Promise me you'll put these things out of your mind, William.
I'm not supposed to be friends with you.
Well, what's wrong with me?
It's our religion. If they find out we're friends, then I'll be in the worst trouble ever.
And they fight Tim Allen.
And then they fight Tim Allen, yes.
Okay, got it.
In an MMA fight.
Son of Rambo.
Rambo.
It looks adorable.
It does.
I saw the trailers,
it just looks
like a really good, sweet movie.
It's so funny, British kids, when they talk, they just sound so smart and adult because of that freaking accent.
Yeah.
They're lucky. Maid of Honor also comes out today. Oh, this is...
I'm embarrassed.
This season... He's got a best friend, and they're... He's... Listen. Listen to me. Patrick Dempsey plays a guy who's had a best friend for his whole life, Michelle Monaghan. And Ooh. He's never had any sort of feelings of romance towards her, even though they've been together for 20 years.
Right.
And then he wakes up one day when she is engaged to someone else and realizes that he's in love with her and has to marry her.
That he's been in love with her his whole life, didn't know it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So he disrupts the wedding?
And he gets asked to be her maid of honor. See, but he's a dude, and that's funny right
there.
Wait
a minute.
And so he tries to work from within the wedding planning to try to disrupt the wedding so that he can marry his one true love.
This movie was pretty good when it was My Best Friend's Wedding, which is exactly the same film.
Yeah, Hollywood's appetite now has outreached its food supply, so it's starting to cannibalize. It's starting to remake movies made like 8 minutes ago.
Yeah. Right.
It used to be you remade a movie from the 30s, 40s, then it started being the 50s and 60s, and then 70s and 80s. Now they're making movies from like last year.
Yeah.
Wow. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right, I'm back into Red Belt then.
Here's a scene where Kadeem Hardison, glad he's working.
Kadeem Hardison?
Yeah. Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah. He's encouraging his friend Patrick Dempsey to... Dempsey? Yes, Dempsey. Is to stop the wedding from the inside.
You're going to have to be the maid of honor.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious. Think about it. This would give you an excuse to be around Hannah all the time. Helping her out, being the man behind the curtain, huh? You'd be her confidant. And then you could use that time to point out to Hannah that this is really crazy and that she doesn't even know this guy at all.
No, I'm not going to do that. No way.
You got a better chance of stopping this wedding from inside than from another continent.
See? That's a good plan right there.
I wonder if they'll end up together, Ralph.
I don't know, Bean. I think you have to go and see, because who can possibly predict the ending to a film like this? What the hell? Oh, look what I just got delivered. Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, let me drink out of my Iron Man Slurpee cup.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong right there.
Oh, that's Iron Man delicious right there.
It's Iron Man's head is a Slurpee cup.
With a straw coming out.
Oh, it's like sucking Tony Stark's brains out of his skull. It's awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Tony Stark is the...
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. He is the guy who becomes Iron Man in what is obviously my pick for the weekend, Iron Man. I got a chance to see this movie earlier in the week, and I'm telling you, Superman, the first one, for me, was always the perfect comic book movie in terms of translating everything that was in the comic books to the screen and making it work seamlessly, I thought. Iron Man is just as good, if not better, than Superman.
No kidding.
Maybe better, because I think the movie is actually better than the comic book character and those comic books ever were. It is very funny, but at the same time, you never feel like they're not taking it seriously. You completely believe the situations and the characters, largely because Jon Favreau has gotten together an amazing cast for this film. You got Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark / Iron Man.
He's great in everything.
Always good.
Yeah.
And he really pulls off the heroic aspect of this character, which you wouldn't think, because he's usually known for being sort of goofy and sort of eccentric in his performances, but it completely works. Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite actors of all time, is great as the heavy in this film, as the bad guy, Obadiah Stane.
I can't picture him as the bad guy.
I know, because he always plays such good guys, usually, but he's terrific in it. And Gwyneth Paltrow, who I balked when was cast in this film because I find her the opposite of sexy, comes off in this thing as completely adorable and sexy and the perfect sort of Gal Friday to Tony Stark's character. Just top to bottom, a great, great cast, a great script, amazing special effects that complement the story rather than overwhelm it. I can't say enough nice things about Iron Man. Here's a scene from the movie. This is when Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., is first taking his Iron Man suit of armor for a spin. And he goes on this mission to destroy a warehouse of weapons that the terrorists, that these Middle Eastern terrorists have.
Right.
And his best friend, Jim Rhodes, is in the armed forces. They're also watching the same terrorist group via satellite.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they see this thing fly in there and take out this collection of weapons. And so, because Tony Stark, I know it's kind of involved explanation, but Tony Stark is a weapons designer, and these guys are friends. Jim calls up Tony to say, do you know of any sort of weapon that can fly around like this and take out these terrorists? And what it is it's Tony Stark inside the suit of armor answering his cell phone.
While flying.
While attacking. While destroying the terrorist stronghold, he's actually having a conversation with his buddy on the cell phone inside the helmet.
Hello.
Tony, it's Rhodes. When the hell is that noise?
Oh, yeah, I'm driving the top down.
We've got a weapons depot that was just blown up a few clicks from where you were being held captive.
Well, that's a hot spot. Sounds like someone stepped in and did your job for you.
Why do you sound out of breath, Tony?
I'm not. I was just jogging in the canyon.
I thought you were driving.
Right, I was driving to the canyon where I'm going to jog.
You sure you don't have any tech in that area I should know about?
Nope.
Good, because I'm staring at one right now and it's about to be blown to Kingdom Come.
That's my exit.
He's very cool.
Wow.
He's
very cool.
Yeah.
The movie is endlessly entertaining. I guarantee you'll have a good time. I insist that you go.
Okay.
All right.
I insist that you go as I drink my Iron Man Slurpee.
And will you money back guarantee?
Yes, Kevin will absolutely give you your money back.
I'm asking if you...
I guarantee it.
If
you don't like the movie, Kevin will give you your money back. I guarantee it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
2008 K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. Details Monday morning just after 7 o'clock. We'll be live for Cinco de Drinco. Details at K-Rock.com if you want to join us in Hollywood. And, of course, Weenie Roast announcement because it is almost that time of year.
Hey, Doto.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. I'd like to lose 20 pounds.
You would like to lose 20 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, good morning to you too, Doto.
Like, I'm definitely on a strict diet for at least a month or two, Kevin.
Okay.
You don't seem like a guy. I mean, we haven't seen you in person in a while, I guess. But last time I saw you, didn't look like you were a guy who was tremendously overweight. You're just trying to get fit a little bit.
Yeah, but if I'm trying to get thin, but would eating more carbohydrates do it?
Yes.
Or would that be more protein?
No, you need to really increase your carbohydrates.
Yeah, don't come on, Kevin.
Yeah, we that's the best. Well, then why are you asking?
So, but what type of workout would be? Would that be more? Would I be doing more cardio or doing weight training?
Okay, we're gonna let you talk to Psycho Mike about that off the air because he is willing, and this is one of the things we wanted to work out with you, Doto. He is willing to come see you next week and walk you through some training and show you what to do to get the body that you deserve.
You kidding?
No.
Would you be willing to do that?
I think it's possible.
You said in your email that you were willing to pay $15,000 for a trainer.
No, not $15,000. Is $1,500 pretty? Is it reasonable for personal trainer or not?
That's pretty low.
Per session.
Yeah, $1,500 per session. I mean, that's about right.
But Mike is willing to come train you for free is what I'm saying, Doto.
Oh.
Doe?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there, Kevin.
We were hoping for, I don't know, some excitement, maybe?
Yeah. It is. Yeah, Kevin.
You have a problem with Mike?
No.
All right.
Okay, he's looking for that party in your pants, you know.
Yes, Kevin. Yeah, Ben.
Yeah.
All right, Doe, listen, we don't have much time.
Wait a minute. I just want to ask what happened because we had you on the phone. Everything was going fine. Then we offered to train you for free and everything went right south.
No, I'm sorry, Kevin. I was just having a lot of things going on my mind this week.
What's the problem, Doe? What's going on with you?
What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you have on your mind? Why are you distracted right now?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm just a little bit delusionized.
You're right.
You are a little delusionized. Yeah, that's true. Listen, Doe, we only have a minute. We wanted to, as Kevin was, that our offer would be, you know, better received, that you would be excited about Mike coming to train you. But we'll move on if that's the case. You told us last week that you'd been working at Laverne University. Is that right?
A little bit. Why?
And where did you say you were working in the International Studies Department?
Only part-time. Why?
Well, Bean brought up the point last time we talked to you that you're a little hard to pin down on details sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And he asked you how old you were. You said 30s. So we got a 10-year, you know, window there.
Kevin, you know, like it's time for me to move out at this age, right, Kevin?
Right, and that's what we were saying. It's time for you to move out. You need to have a job and move out. So we said, do you have a job? And you said, yes.
But Kevin, can I move in with you?
No.
Right, but we're talking about how difficult you are to pin down, how sketchy you are on the details. So when you said that you were working over at Laverne in the International Studies Department, we had a K-Rock listener, God bless her, named Tiffany, and also a former intern named Gouda who helped us do the research on it, and they say that you've never worked there. They have no record of you ever working in their offices at all over there. There's no payroll record. No one knows you. No one has seen you. And we're wondering if you really were working there or if that's just something you told us because you're a lying liar who lies.
Oh, how are you going to treat him like that?
I'm just asking.
Well, that's a fair question. Are you a lying liar who lies?
not usually, Kevin.
Not usually. Okay.
So you didn't work at Laverne University at all?
I was doing something. I was just doing something once or twice, Kevin.
Once or twice.
Meaning you went into the bookstore once? No. I mean, when you said you were working there, you made it sound like on a regular basis you were there actually doing something for the school, but it doesn't seem like that's the case at all. Doe?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin. Bean.
Miss Bean.
Bean. I mean, we're pals. You don't lie to your friends, right,
yeah.
Doe?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What does that mean? Yes, you would lie to your friends?
No, no, I would not, Kevin.
You would not lie to your friends?
No.
Okay, so you don't work at Laverne in the International Studies Department?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And you never have?
Yes, Kevin. Bean.
This Bean.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Yes, Bean.
Okay, so why did you tell us that you did, Doe?
I don't know, because at that time I would just I didn't kind of think right, Kevin. I didn't really think really right.
You didn't think right.
Look, if I'm faking a job, yes, Kevin Bean, I'm a nuclear physicist. I mean, I'm coming up with something better than working at the International Studies Department at Laverne, for God's sakes. If you're going to lie, boy, lie big. That's what we say on this show.
Come on, Bean. I have ethics, Bean.
You're not shooting high enough.
What?
You say you have ethics.
You lie, but not big.
Look, here's what you do, Dill. Kevin and Bean, of course I'm busy working. I'm a model wrangler. I mean, come up with something that's exciting and dynamic. Don't lie about something that's dumb like this.
And something we can't check. Come
yeah.
up with something like that.
Dill, when are you going to graduate with your master's degree?
Probably in a year, for sure.
Okay, because it seems like you're taking, at a maximum, you're taking two classes at a time. It's not exactly the blistering
and
pace that's
going to... Because in my
yes.
program, we... In my yeah, I'm really in the program, but in the program we go by term, Kevin. Each term is about 2 months.
Right, but it's
we don't go by semesters.
It's not semesters.
Oh,
okay.
I
so
see. So they're more intense classes
for
shorter periods of time.
I just
feel like though, even for a guy who's getting his master's, you're in your mid-30s or something like that. You're like in the 15-year college plan. It's just at some point you got to graduate and move on, though.
Yes. Yeah, Bean.
And I don't even get how you go to school when you travel so much.
Can I tell you why? Because some of the courses that you can take are online. It's not like in our global society today, it's not like you have to always be in class, you know, Lisa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know that people can take courses online to a degree, you know.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
I'd like to ask a question to go back to an earlier question. Do you have a gun?
No, Kevin.
Okay, good. All right, good.
look, I don't have it. I'm just being honest with you, Kevin.
Okay,
well that's something new.
We want you to be honest.
All right, Doe, listen. We love you. You're a member of the Kevin and Bean family. We want to stay in touch with you. We want to send Psycho Mike out and train you next week. Maybe we can video it and put it up at krock.com because people love you and they love following your wacky adventures. So just be straight,
Kevin,
with us. That's all.
Bean, I like to make it in entertainment, Bean.
Right.
We understand that, Doe, and we're doing everything we can for you. But you got to pull your load too.
Do you mind, Kevin Bean, if I go out to comedy clubs to try on my own?
Not at all.
Of course not.
I know that if I want to make it, I got to do some stuff on my own too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure we've told you that 100 times.
Okay,
so we're good with
all right,
that.
Doe,
thanks, Kevin Bean.
Go out and work out your stick, and you know, get a job.
And if you're in the neighborhood, come join us at the El Guapo Cantina. We're going to be down there on Melrose Avenue Monday morning, broadcasting live. If you want to swing on by, we'd love to see you. All right, Doe.
Thanks, Bean.
All right, Doe. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Bean.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Buddy. Bean turned into a prosecutor in cross-examination.
I'm not trying
to. And isn't it true, Mr. Toe?
You don't have a job. I like Doe Toe.
Why
but
are
I'm
you
just,
a lying liar who lies?
I'm just intrigued by him. That's all I just.
I would like the jury to recognize the lying liar who lies.
There's just too many questions. He's just too puzzling. I just don't get him. That's all.
Yeah. All right. He's coming down on Monday. I'm not going to be there.
Good job.
I'm not coming. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Ralph, let's go.
He's got his doll.
Iron Man.
He's got his doll again.
He is Iron Man. Got a lot of emails from folks who went to the K-Rock screening last night of Iron Man, and Jon Favreau and Robert Downey Jr. popped in to say hello. They gave a little speech before the screening.
Very cool.
Considering
how tired both of them must have been after 3 weeks of constant, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I also learned, much to my chagrin, don't go home during the credits.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
There's something good at the end?
Apparently, I missed something in my screening because I bolted out the door when the credits started to roll like an idiot. And if you sit through the 10 minutes of credits, you get a little bonus taste of something at the end.
Yeah.
That apparently, if you're a comic book fan, you will get a Woody over.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I've heard what it is, but I won't spoil it for you in case you're going this weekend. So.
I kind of learned my lesson after that first X-Men movie when I realized what a major plot point came after the credits. I thought, well, that's it. Now I'm screwed. I've got to stay to the end of every movie now.
Yeah. And I hate that. And I stayed to the end of Harold and Kumar, and they had something after the credits, and it was worthless. I was angry. Come on! I sat through the credits. Give me something.
Do we all have to sit through every credit from now on?
No.
We do.
Yes.
We have to.
Not
you,
doing it.
You know what? You could kind of pick.
I don't want to do it.
You could kind of pick the movies that probably have something. And normally it's more of the comedies than anything. But
Right.
And the action movies, apparently.
Yeah. I think Airplane is the first movie that ever did it. The first one I remember, anyway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Remember they had that? The Proposition 13 guy.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember either.
Proposition 13 guy.
Yeah, wasn't it the guy sitting in a cab? He's waiting for his cab driver to come back, and he's like, I'll give it 10 more minutes, but that's it. That was the very, very, very last thing.
But why is that Proposition 13? I don't get it.
The guy who did it was the politician at the time who was famous for the Proposition 13. He was the guy who was in the cab, was waiting for the cab driver to come back.
The guy in the cab was the producer. Fred Fuchs, I think, was the guy who was in the cab.
Are you guys aware that we're on the air?
Talking about Airplane,
it's only 9:03. We got plenty of time.
But you're aware that the mics, these are on, and...
You know what I'm aware of?
There's people out there, and...
Repulsive blast!
The point is, stay to the end of Iron Man. That's what you should take away from this conversation.
Iron Man.
That's what he says at the end, apparently.
All right. Worth it.
Nick Cannon is married to Mariah Carey. It's a weird day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Weird things are happening.
What the hell's going on?
Did we know they were even dating?
They were in a video together.
Right.
But, and usually those people get married.
That's
people
how it works.
Videos together.
Sure.
I've heard that dude from 30 Rock's now married
to Mariah Carey as well.
To Mariah Carey as well.
Yeah, he's in her video.
Yeah. That's weird.
He's best known, of course, for his Nickelodeon TV series, Drumline. He was in the movie Drumline.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
He's 11 years younger than Mariah. Well, good for you, Mariah. Although Mariah's looking spectacular these days. If you had to pick a time in the Mariah Carey timeline to marry her, this would be the optimum moment.
Physically,
yes.
Absolutely.
Still
mentally,
nuts.
Mentally, though, she's come back from where she was in the glitter days when she was, you know, showing up half-dressed on TRL and stuff.
That's true. They had to put her in the nutty hatch. But good times.
Nutty hatch.
How about that?
Sad news, if you're a Smallville fan like I am, Lex Luthor is gone. He's leaving. Michael Rosenbaum, the very talented actor who plays the bald-headed Lex, is moving on to the end of the season. You won't see him back next year, so that's kind of sad.
They going to replace him?
Nope. No more Lex. Lex is moving on to bigger and better things.
Wasn't he Superman's main opponent?
Yes.
Okay.
So they'll have to come up with something else. But I bet they will. They're pretty creative. Imagine that, dude. I get to grow my hair. How happy is he?
After all this time.
Imagine going to work every day and they have to shave your head.
Yeah.
That
would be a drag.
Yeah.
But he's got a good looking head. He's lucky.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Could have a lumpy old flat skull head going on, you know? I wish I'd seen you guys when you had your head shaved.
It was not a good look.
And Cheryl Lowe. You remember her? All I want to do is have some fun. Oh, no, wait a minute.
That's Cheryl Crow.
That's Cheryl Crow. Yeah, it's very different. Cheryl Lowe is married to Rob Lowe. She has released a statement regarding the nanny who said she was asking about her boyfriend's giant black penis.
Excellent.
As a mother of two young boys, it is sickening and disgusting that Mrs. Allred, by the way, the second nanny also hired Gloria Allred as her lawyer.
I saw them on TV, these nannies, and they're just crying their eyes out. They're so damaged.
I know, they're devastated. By the way, both of them left the job like, okay, see ya. Yeah. Thanks for everything. Thanks for the fruit basket. Bye. And now they're just, they're just emotionally devastated.
And I saw his wife, and she's a goer.
Yeah, she's a good time.
Yeah.
I am sickened and disgusted that Mrs. Allred and Ms. Boyce would stoop so low as to drag a child into this latest baseless predatory lawsuit. To falsely attack my husband is one thing. To attack me is another. But to do this to our son reveals not only their lack of character, but how far they're willing to go to play the lawsuit lotto.
Wow.
Why is it different to attack her?
No, to attack their son, because they mentioned their son. She mentioned the son in the allegations that she was talking about the size of her son's penis. Do you remember that part?
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
shut up, Mike.
The lawsuit lotto, by the way.
Yeah.
Love that. It's my name on my new album. I hope to pick it up.
Game show.
Today, this should be a game show. Today's celebrity birthdays. Lily Allen is 23 years old today. Jenna Von Oy from Blossom is 31, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson turns 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman.
Repulsive blast. I am Iron Man.
I walk the movie beat.
Now.
Let me tell you what's a pretty good deal is KROQ.com adding new stuff all the time. Great videos, great information, for instance, about our Cinco de Drinco broadcasting live this Monday in Hollywood. If you want to check that out, how about Jack Johnson? We just did that breakfast with him last week. It's up at KROQ.com. The entire breakfast that we did with him, including all the songs that he sang like that one, you can hear at KROQ.com in the Breakfast on Demand section of the website.
Time for the AFRO line, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day, in case you had a phone call. I seem to have misstepped. I thought I was doing the right thing when David Hasselhoff called and claimed that he doesn't drink.
I did too.
By playing...
This is a mess.
Apparently he did not like that. He called to say that he will never listen again.
Yeah.
And this particular listener is very upset.
Yeah, this message is for Kevin. You're a douchebag. What the f*** are you thinking? Hasselhoff calling him? Why did you do that? You could have so much fun, Ralph. Being psycho by somebody. Punch him in the d***. Oh, my God. I just want to punch him in the d***.
Wow.
Ralph said that you got one glass of milk and then decided to kill the cow.
Yeah.
That was a good way to characterize it.
I couldn't. I just short-circuited when he said he doesn't drink.
Right.
I literally just short-circuited. I didn't know what,
let that stand.
What to do or what to say. Yesterday's show, I think we reached many milestones.
So we get Trash Boy, and then we get the Armenian Comedian. You guys. You twice.
Yeah, that was a rough half hour during the 7 o'clock portion of the program tomorrow. Yesterday, excuse me, sorry.
And the Handlebar song. Another fan?
Anal rape and tiny tampons. Could the show get any better?
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go with no. K-Rock listener Dave, who is actually the King of Mexico, always calls in with his recommendations.
Yeah.
And about a week ago, he called in with OMFG, Gossip Girl. I hope you guys are watching Gossip Girl.
Right. Hey, Dave. I just watched Gossip Girl. OMFG. Overweight Mexican is friggin' gay.
That's about right.
Here's a listener that just wants to brag to somebody. He's got to tell somebody the good news.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. My wife woke up one night after a date night. She said, "Why does my ass hurt?" I just smiled. I know why. She drank too much. I got to have fun.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah, she's passed out. That's fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
That does not sound
fun. It's even illegal in California, by the way.
Go to krock.com and the video section, and you can see Omar's Cucamonga Heat, which is one of the great cinematic experiences of all time.
Yes.
Really?
This is Mr. Khan. I'm going to need you to make a butt hash purchase. Double cross. Butt hash.
Butt hash, for those of you that didn't hear, it's a way to get high on your own poo. And that's not good.
I just scored on some fresh Colombia butt ash. Yeah, baby. Everything is going to be all right.
And finally, a song.
I like to puff my caca. I like to puff my caca.
All right, that's enough of that one. And then we got a call from Beer Mug, our intern.
Uh-oh.
Beer Mug is a little out of control.
Hey, guys, it's Beer Mug. I want to say that Thursday night, tonight, last night was a great night. That was last night. And I went to go see Does It Offend You, Yeah, with Omar and King. It was a great time, and now I find myself stuck outside on a K-Rock bench, not able to transport anywhere, and car alarms are going off. I'm scared of the cats that are circling me. I don't know what to do.
Beer Mug was 22.
K-Rock. We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Claimed thriller called The Orphanage out on DVD and Blu-ray right now from Academy Award-nominated director Guillermo del Toro, who does great work. That's what you win, The Orphanage on DVD. What? What's so funny?
Yeah, we only heard about half what you said.
Nothing.
Kevin,
okay.
Kevin had you potted down for about 4 minutes.
I wondered what was going on there.
Yeah.
And I very gradually. It's nice.
Then maybe I did
1-800-520-1067 is a number for Kevin and Bean's, what do you call it? Oh, yeah. What it do, nephew? Why don't we start with Nicole from Upland on line one, who is clearly also a lying liar who lies, much like our friend Doto that we talked to a little while ago. Hey, Nicole.
What it do, nephews and baby boo?
What it do, Nicole?
What it do?
Okay, I am really excited about Microbrew tomorrow because Psycho Mike is going to be performing. So it just makes it like 20. Yes, it makes it like 20 times more better that he is performing, and I'm so excited. Yay.
No, you're not.
Yes,
she's selling it as if she's serious about it.
I know.
Like, she's really excited.
You must be a professional actress, Nicole.
Really,
all right, let me put it another way.
Great songs.
It'll but I speak fun. Nicole. I speak Nicole. Let me put it another way. Kevin and Bean, I'm really excited about Microbrew. I love the fact that I can go and bet on the Kentucky Derby. It sounds like it's going to be fun. Dramarama is going to be there. Lots of Microbrews. That all sounds great. So I'm going to go despite the fact that Psycho Mike is going to be performing these K-Rock hits. That's what
no.
you mean.
Although this is going to be a good time.
Brown-Am. Glendale's my town. Brown-Am. I love System of a Down. Brown-Am. Because I'm Armenian, bro. Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. Right. I did a bad thing.
All right. Brown-Am live tomorrow at Santa Anita.
Mm. Dave in Orange. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Nephew and baby boo.
Nice read, Dave. We are good.
Hey, no, I was calling about Hasselhoff. I had an incident with him right before I moved to California in 86.
Yeah.
And
86?
Wow,
you're just getting around to calling.
Yeah, well, no, I was in this club with my girl, and, you know, up comes this entourage, and this huge monster standing above him, right? He's got a light royal blue leather jumpsuit.
Blue leather jumpsuit?
Royal blue, like the Royals, the Kansas City Royals.
Wow.
What was Kevin doing there?
How dare you?
Did he have bleach blonde hair?
How dare you?
No. Let me finish. He had these boots. You know those boots they used to wear in the 80s? Those baggy boots?
It was the 80s.
Boots.
Yes.
And he had his chest hairs were coming out of his shirt. And he walks up to my girl, you know, and I'm standing there, and he says, "What's going on, baby?" And we just laughed. So I went to get a drink, and I came back, and he's talking to her. And I looked at him, and I said, "Hey, man, I don't care who you are. I don't know who you are. I'll punch you right in the nose for disrespecting me." And he was pretty cool. He just moved away, and he just left away, you know. But I just thought I'd have to tell you about that.
That was wicked cool, yeah?
Did he say,
"This is MS"?
Did he say that?
That is so funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It was funny when I played it for him, too.
Yeah, sure was.
He loved that.
He got a big chuckle out of it.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Go Red Sox. Let's talk to Scott in Mission Viejo, Line 3. He's very upset about something he saw on the news yesterday.
Scott, hi.
What's going on, guys? What a do, nephew. What a do, baby boo.
What a do, Scott.
So here's my thing. Watching the illegal aliens demanding rights in our country. I don't really get that. What if I broke into one of their houses, demanded that they made me some food, jumped on their couch, and grabbed the remote?
You
should do it.
That's the same thing.
I'm pretty sure they would like it.
It's the same thing as coming to a country, breaking into a house and watching the remote.
Yeah, that's not a loaded topic. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's go to Andrew in Studio City. Good morning, Andrew.
What up, party teams?
What a do.
Hey, Andrew.
Okay, so I want to know where the hell these teachers were when I was a kid.
What teachers?
They didn't exist. But apparently there was an elementary school teacher somewhere in the Midwest, I think Michigan, that got fired because she apparently, her second job is she lays out on boats topless while dirty old men go fishing.
I don't think he has this story exactly right.
No. That's her?
Yeah.
Wow.
First of all, that is her second job. She was fired, and now she is suing.
I think it's Florida, isn't it, you guys?
It's Florida.
It is Florida.
Florida, okay.
All right. It didn't have anything to do with her teaching job, but she had a part-time job as a tour guide where she'd go out on boats and stuff like that and wear bikinis and whatnot. And I guess people just thought that was a bad image for the school district or something like that. As hard as it is to find teachers and as bad a job as it is and as low as the pay is, if you've got teachers who are doing a good job, don't care what they do outside of the classroom. Let's stop
especially
with that,
when
all right?
Looks like her. More importantly, if you have teachers with a giant rack, encourage that.
She's hot.
She is.
I never had a teacher like that either, by the way.
Just looking at her picture now. She's great looking.
Let's go to Sam and Whittier. Good morning, Sam. What'd it do?
I'll get it.
Hey, what'd it do, friends?
Hi, Sam.
What's going on?
I got to say, I'm disappointed with you guys, man.
Okay.
Well, Bean,
I'm disappointed in us, too.
Bean. Mostly with Bean.
Okay.
Yeah, well, okay. It's all of us.
A couple months back, Bean had a friendly conversation with a midget actress. And
oh, yeah, that was a very friendly conversation.
We promised that we would come on and have a Ask a Midget session. And I don't know where that's been. I haven't heard it.
Well, she didn't want to play along with our nonsense as much as we wanted to play along with our nonsense.
Partly because she hates the word midget.
And Bean refused to stop using it.
A little person, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Better yet, have Gary Coleman come on and ask him why he's so sad.
Yeah, he's a good time, too. He's very playful when it comes to those conversations.
Those are all funny ideas.
If we have midgets out there who find it as funny as we do that we call them midgets and they are midgets, and you want to volunteer to be our Ask a Midget, I think we'd still do it.
Hello?
I don't think we have anything against the feature, do we?
Hello, we got a midget who works for us at K-Rock now.
We do now. That's true.
Who's that? What midget do
we
have?
What do you mean, who's that? We got a midget on the...
Super cool dude named Julio.
Yeah, he's super cool. He's really cool.
Okay.
That's all they keep telling us.
Let's set it up.
Hey, we got a midget, right? Yes, but he's really cool. Be nice to him. He's really cool.
He is.
I say no, but like, what are we going to do? Throw him down the hallway and play bowling, midget bowling?
No,
with
but
him?
I mean, he's like cool even for a normal person.
But everyone is so nervous about us doing something horrible to him. They keep telling us he's really cool, though. So be cool to him. He's really cool.
They didn't tell us for a long time.
Yeah,
we kind of found it out surreptitiously.
We should bring him in.
Yeah,
let's
him.
Let's make Sam happy then and do Ask a Midget. Let's line that up for a future Kevin and Bean show.
Fantastic.
Don't forget, no special guest to thank on today's program, but I will tell you that Monday we are going to be live at the El Guapo Rock and Roll Cantina, which is within walking distance of Ralph's house in Hollywood. So there's an after party after the broadcast from 5 until 10 a.m.
Nope.
7250 Melrose Avenue. You can go to Kerrick.com for all the details. Doors open at 6 o'clock, 21 and over. Please drink and food specials. And the most important thing is just after 7 a.m., details on this summer's K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2008.
Going to be a good time Monday. Some special guests and the details on the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Oh, yes.
We will see you live Monday morning.
We're going to get Kevin hammered.
That'll be new.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Have you ever...
It's not a good chance.
No,
don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Roll another one.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Hi. You high?
The beautiful Cat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. But wait, something special. The Block Party Weekend gets started next with several songs in a row from System of a Down, The Killers, Beastie Boys, and more all weekend long on K-Rock.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Just like the other. Seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
Smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers. I was smoking doobies with my brothers.
I love to get high.
Just pass it around.
Marijuana is just nature's way of saying hi.
Holla.
Well, that was a hard one. It's only going to get harder.
That's what she said.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.
I can't do this. I'm out. I'm done. I'm leaving. I don't want to do this. I'm leaving. I'm not doing it. No, I'm out!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.